Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting. We're going to be here. Here we go.
Carry on now.
Hi, this is Psychic X Journeyman here on Psychic X Journeyman Talk Radio. How are you doing tonight? This is Free Angel Reading Roundtable Tarot Card Thursday. We're going to sit and go over some stuff with the cards themselves. A lot of people are not aware that the Higher Arcana is actually backed by an angel on each card. So I think we're actually trying to cover some of that information too as well. And also tonight, as every night, which we haven't been getting there, but we're getting there close. For the 10th caller, you'll get 45-minute reading for free. So give us a call. And the number here is 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. So give us a call. I also do private readings as well. If you want to give me a call on my private line, for people who call the show, it's only $65 for 60 minutes and $45 for half hour. So give us a call at 740-601-1057 or 740-601-9835. Or you can contact me through my webpage, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. For everybody who books a reading with me now during the show, just contact me through my website or leave a message on my phone, and you'll get an additional 10% off your $65 price. Thank you. And I'd like to welcome my guest. Well, she's not my guest. She's actually my co-host, and a very good one, too, at that. Welcome to the show, Bree.
Hi.
So how are you doing today?
I don't know. Great. How are you? You don't know.
Hey, it's one of those things, you know, prerogatives. Think about it for a minute, you know.
Yeah.
No, I have a tendency to get crazy with my grandchild all the time. She's my youngest one. And she follows me around like a shadow, so I have a tendency to play, and she smacked me in the nose today, and I don't think my nose is fully healed. I think getting smacked in the head today kind of proved that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was sure I was going to be bleeding. But it wasn't. And also, during say, for everybody out there thinking about the whole thing, yes, I'm the first one to be 26 years old and have a grandchild. Thank you very much. we'll put it to you like that. So if you want to take it, leave it, that kind of thing. You know, sometimes we have a tendency, and fabrications are good. But you're the judge. You see what you want to do with the whole situation. Also, with the situation, if you want to donate to the show, I also have a donation to the Colorado Fund, which is to get me home. Support my show fund, which helps me to support the show and to keep the format on. Because here in the next couple of weeks, you're going to be bringing more psychics on, so you can take advantage of 3 to 4 psychics on the line, which I think will be good for everybody. Get 2 or 3 opinions. So that kind of thing would be great. So I'm looking forward to that. It's one of those things. Donate to the show, and for everybody who has donated to the show, which are many, I thank you very much and appreciate your support. And hope that you keep, what was the word? And I hope you're out there listening right now, so therefore you can get to thank you. So let's go on with the show. We're talking about the tarot cards. And actually, if I can find a book real quick. Let's see here. I was focusing on angels, archangels, God. And that's one thing about thanking them for helping me with my readings. My Ochre Car readings, the readings I do here on the show, do my private readings and all the companies I work for, to help me to be accurate, detailed, filled with blessings for everyone involved. Thank them for helping me to understand the deeper meaning of each Ochre Car reading and every reading and every person that I talk to. So let's give thanks to God and the angels, the ascended masters, the archangels. I'll give it to your higher selves, Holy Spirit, Jesus, the God. God, and go from there. Then it's like everybody freaked out. We're not going to break into a church session here. It's just one of those things I think we should honor and give thanks to where I know the messages come from and the connection to your intuition. We can also, well, I feel something. Well, what do you feel? A connection to something else. So I just like to acknowledge that from time to time. So it's one of those big old thanks. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because I always strive to be, I want to hear, see, think, and feel divine guidance, so therefore I can be accurate and there for every person I come in contact with. I'm always asking them for to help me, to guide me in my readings, so that they are in the light, specific and accurate, and brings blessings to everyone involved, including myself. And that's the key about the whole thing. Some people sit here and say, I have a tendency to talk about them in the air. Well, I'm sorry, dudes. You're all idiots. Okay. Just kidding. The reason I would say that is because you're not thinking. And maybe we should take, we would retract the idiot part and let you, come to the conclusion of what you think it is. When you're out there thinking and you've done readings with me and you hear me talking about certain situations I've been in, I don't mention anybody's names. So therefore, the only person knows is you. And if you keep bringing it to everybody's attention, then they're no. Then where's the secrecy? And I don't think you can really blame me for that. And plus, I've always said, and I've heard this a lot too, what is in the darkness will always be brought out into the light. So maybe we should look at the situation of something that maybe you should be, I don't know, you should consider looking at yourself that needs to be brought out to be examined, to look at, and maybe to be let go of. What is secrecy? What is privacy? Personally, I think they're two different things. Secrecy, I think, right out, hide things from people. Privacy is something that's dear to you that shouldn't be exposed or expressed to anybody else. But in the same sense, everybody says I have a tendency to tell everybody about my life on the show and on the radio. And ask yourself, well, what's the big deal? You'll find in life that everybody will judge you no matter what you do or what you don't do. They will always have an opinion. So you might as well go and do what you want to do. And if people bring things to the light and expose those things and you're embarrassed about the whole thing, maybe you should look at it. Why are you embarrassed about it? Things happen. People make mistakes. If those people don't understand, I guess they're not on the same level as you are. But to sit there and worry about it brings you back down there. And that's not what I want to do. It's one of those things that brings things out to the light. And just you, the idea, you could come on the show and you talk about a lot of things. I've done readings with people, and they've really had some really outlandish questions, which, in my opinion, most people would look at them as something probably normal. And the reason they were, to me, the reason they were so out there was because no one had ever asked me those questions.
Yeah.
So, when we sit here and look at those situations, we're not trying to expose or hurt anybody. We're really not. And the idea of the whole situation is we pick things up and we're picking them up. So, therefore, I don't really feel that people are picking things up too. They think, privacy and that kind of stuff. So, think about that for a minute. If everybody knew everything about you, you would have no reason to lie. Think about that. When you come on the air and use a what do you call those things? An assumed name. You make it up. I sit and think about those things all the time. I think about the situation of people getting angry about someone mentioning someone on the air or saying something about your life, and then you're flat out lying, coming on the air, talking about and using a fake name, and then you want to sit there and talk about the situations and judge yourself. Aren't you basically judging yourself? And maybe it is something you should be looking at, and someone brought it to the surface that you just kind of like, I had it buried for a while. Why'd you have it buried? I don't think we should take anything and bury it, because sooner or later, when you bury things, they have a tendency to come to the surface. So face it, realize it. What's the other word? Realize it, accept it, and let it go. That's what I said and go. So I'm going to bury it now. So everyone watch this one. What were we talking about? Okay. I can't remember now. So if you all want to call in here and get a reading, we're doing readings today. We're going to do tarot card readings. If you do an angel card reading, you're more welcome to come in. Ask, and I will definitely pull them out. They're right here. We just put them off Thursdays because we like to focus on tarot cards because everybody's so freaked out about tarot cards. They all think those things are what we call the devil's cards. And I'm sitting there going, really? Everybody's seen the Ace of Cups? The Ace of Cups actually has the chalice. Oh, well, what do you call that thing? Okay. I'm trying to think. It's the Holy Grail. It's the thing that Jesus drank out of. Why would you use symbolism like that? I mean, I guess there's a good argument for it. Maybe something to look at. But, you know, something that's the ideal, focusing on changing lives in a positive way. And for some reason, everybody says it's kind of like sheep. No, wolves in sheep clothing. Well, I'm getting kind of things all messed tonight, Bree. I recommend never getting your nose broken and then have your kid hit you in the head and then try to do a show like this. We're going to try and do it anyway. Anyway, with the cards, you know, that's what we want to do is we want to emphasize on the situation and go over the cards just a little bit. So if you want to give a call in and get a reading, you can call in anytime you want to. And I'm telling you right now, for the 10th caller who calls in here, they're going to get a 45-minute reading for free. Okay? And if we go over one more day where we don't get that 10th caller, we're going to make it a 60-minute reading for the 10th caller. So let's all call in here and try to save me from doing that. If not, we'll go up tomorrow. And tomorrow's Friday, and we will go up to a 60-minute reading for free. And you can't get those things. And it's one of those things that's putting out there right now. And right now, we're going to only give one away once a week. I did this once before where I tried to give one away every week, every day of the week. And it got a little overwhelming. A lot of readings. A lot of things going on. But if you want to do a reading, I have no problems with doing that. But like I said before, for the 10th caller who calls in here today, you will win a 45-minute reading. And right now, until the end of April, what we're going to do is we're going to have a donation challenge for the person who donates the most money to this show before the end of April. You will win four. Four HemiSync CDs. So go on HemiSync.com and check them out, and you will see that is almost they're like $19 a piece, and you'll get four of those things. So check it out. That's the equivalent of $70, I think. So
great.
And plus, one thing I was doing too is if you could contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, and give me some hints. What kind of speed you'd like to? Because right now I'm trying to go with HemiSync and see if I can get some gift certificates for this event. But if I can't, then we're looking for suggestions on what kind of CDs we'd like to get. The variations of what those four CDs would be. You know, meditations on connecting with your angels, connecting with oneself, love, relationships, that kind of stuff. So give us some examples of what we can get. Too bad you're not here right now, Bree. I'd have you slap me. Oh, okay. I feel like does everybody know what a record player is? I feel like a broken one. Anyway, so what we'll do before we take a couple callers, I want to go over the higher arcana. Oh, the tarot. Take a deep breath for a minute. Okay. Now, the High Arcana, the 22 cards of the High Arcana, are backed by 22 angels, which is called the 22 angels. The council of the 22 angels, which govern the inner gateways of our lives. When we're talking about gateways, are the ones for abundance, loving relationships, spiritual understanding and those kind of things. You know, there's an angel called the Angel of Unconditional Love and Freedom. There's the Angel of Abundance. There's the Angel of Creativity, and I can't remember the last part of it. But you get an idea of what I'm talking about. And what I'm going to do is go over a couple here real quick. Okay, here we go. I'm trying to find that page. I know I should have done this before I got on the air, but hey, it's one of those things. We sit here and look at the situation going, improv. I like that. Am I losing it here, Bree? Is it okay?
Yeah, you're okay.
I'm okay? Okay. All right. getting there. All right. The way it goes here. These things are actually a couple pages, too. Okay. Let's see. The first angel is the angel of unconditional love and freedom. It's the archetype of the Tao, the master of heaven, spirit. The planetary energy is Uranus. this card that symbolizes in the high arcana is the Fool's. The Fool's card. Okay. And then we have illusion and reality. Hermes. The archetype is there's Hermes and Mercury. And the planetary energy is Mercury. And the tarot card of the higher arcana to back that one up is the Magician. Okay. And then we have the angel of creative wisdom. The archetype is there is Isis. And the planetary energy is the moon. And the symbolic tarot card is a high priestess. When we go into the next one, it's the angel of abundance. The archetype there is Aphrodite and Venus. The planetary energy is Venus. And the card, the tarot card it backs up is the Empress. The next one is the angel of power and authority. The archetype there is Jehovah and Hercules and Osiris. And then we have the planetary energy of Aries. And the tarot card that backs that one up is the Emperor. And we'll finish up with we'll stop with this one and go and take some calls. It's called the Angel of Spiritual Understanding. The archetype is Grand Master. And the planetary energy is Taurus. And the tarot card on that one is a High Priest. Now, the High Priest is a Hyperfenis card. Or the High Pope card. It depends on what deck you're looking at. There's different variations on that, too. But when you look at the energies, that's what we're talking about, energies. But there's angels not just on the outside around us, but there's also angels on the inner planes, too, as well. And we talk about the inner planes and smacked me in the head. The astral plane. Yep, the astral plane. And if you look at the... hold on, guys, I'm trying to get some water. All right. Let's finish up. We'll stop right there and we'll take a couple of calls and go right to the whole thing. Also, Bree, can you hear me pretty well, except for the stumbling over my words?
Yeah, you were crackling up for a little bit, but you're doing fine now.
I'm crackling up. Is it a technical term? Are you insulting me? Okay.
No.
No, you're not. Don't worry. Hey, guys. Are you guys out there having fun or not? I mean, I know I am. I'm sitting here going over a bunch of stuff, going, I mean, lolly, lolly, dabas. I can't even say it now because I'm, ooh. So, we look at the situation. I know we're going to take some calls here, Bree. I'm trying to figure out this thing with Block Talk Radio because for some reason the switchboard is still the same way. I have no screening room, no place to put information at, and I went and checked today, and also on the switchboard for me to call in is an 800 number, so I know everything's changed. And I'm trying to figure out what the heck, unless they changed that too. How could you go up a scale of having, like, when we have premium, and have the switchboard and the screening and that kind of stuff, and then you go up to premium plus. Now, the word plus usually says what you have in some, a surplus. I'm not getting the surplus here. So I guess it's going to be one of the situations I'm going to have to call somebody and say, what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up, Pookie Man? So let's go ahead and take our first caller. And, all right, click. Okay, hello, area code 410. How are you tonight? And welcome to the show. What's your name? Area code 410. How are you? Your hand's up in the air. Did you fall asleep holding your hand up? It happens to me quite a bit, too. Area code 410. If I told you you won the lottery, are you there? Okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes. Are you area code 410?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Well, we're here too.
Okay.
So how are you?
I'm good.
Are you calling from California?
No, Virginia.
Virginia, okay.
I wish I was calling from California, but want to know, I've been getting like some intuitions lately and just want to know what you see or have for my financial future, because I just want to see if I'm just beating myself stuff. But it seems like it.
So you're not having a lot of faith in intuition?
What's that?
I said, are you not having a lot of faith in your own?
I think I struggle with that because I know I can be clairvoyant and things like that, but I haven't worked with it enough to be able to be confident
mm-hmm.
in what I'm getting.
Okay. So, for instance, what are we talking about here? I mean, give me an example. Something that's been coming to you lately that you're not too sure about.
I mean, just a lot of positive things about my immediate future for finances. But I'm a career person and work very hard, but I'm getting these intuitions that things are going to get better to where I can start having more freedom. And I'm just wondering, it wasn't really on my mind at all before. I was just working every day and doing what I have to do. But lately, a lot of ideas are coming to me and just things that, you know, just seem to be consuming my mind in the last few days or week.
Here. No problem. Oh, I see. Gonna keep us in. I can grab some angel cards for a minute because I actually have an angel card. Actually, it says exactly what you're just saying, because it's one of those situations of believing in oneself. The idea of intuition, you're angel talking to you all the time, and especially when it comes to positive things. And I think what's working against you, it's because of what's happened in the past.
Bad
things have happened and stuff. So it's like, I've never had kind of experience going on, so it's kind of hard to believe.
Yes.
So you have a lot of things working against you, but also the situation, they keep talking about have more time for yourself, but they're also talking about organization. Organizing
okay.
your life. Okay. For example, I'm serious. A lady who sit there over a bunch of stuff, she was working 12 hours a day. Okay, she got with a coach who was teaching her how to organize her day to get more time. The first thing she had to do was go to her boss and say she's only working 8 hours a day. Now, she freaked out because she felt like, oh, my boss would fire me if I don't work these many hours a day. Okay, see, what's happening here is she's making excuses for why her life is the way it is. Instead of realizing what she's done, it's relinquished bits and pieces of it at a time. And now her guidance of actually going and getting a coach like this was helping her to grasp back those pieces that she's relinquished. So it's like taking your day and looking at it going, how can I find more time for myself? It's the ideal of doing it now before. You have to go through these things before you can actually attract the opportunities to do so.
Okay.
And that's what I keep getting with you. And it's like the first thing I got was the ideal of saying, great ideal of all the things that have been coming to you.
Okay.
All I know is she did her little thing, okay? She thought for sure she was going to get fired, and the first thing she stopped doing is checking her emails, checking her phone, talking on the phone with her friends, and started realizing that she's not being disrespectful when she's actually being responsible to herself of not talking to her friends 24 hours a day and not checking her emails 12 and 13 hours a day. And realizing that when she stopped doing these things, she had more time to do her work, and she was actually getting all of her work done in 8 hours instead of 12, which she thought she had to take the 12. In the process of doing all that stuff, she was still worried about her boss, and then her boss called her in the office about a month into this whole thing, and was sitting here talking to her, and she thought for sure, you know, he's going to get rid of me. I'm not working 12 hours a day. You know, all this freaking craziness rolling inside of her head. But it was, so it's all her worry, manifesting something as in chaos.
Okay.
And in the process of that happening, the
her boss looked at her and said, I have one question for you. And she goes, what's that? He goes, who have you been working with? Because I want to spend more time with my family. Okay, so see, she was an example. She didn't realize it because she'd never been in that position before. As far as she knew, most of us are realizing it.
So the thing I got was, the first card I brought a tarot deck was the Eight of Wands. So the Eight of Wands to me represents someone being pinned or feeling like they're jailed up. You know,
okay.
Balls are coming up. That's, for some reason, that represents you.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you? Because, see, you have always... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I think financially I've been feeling that way. I mean, I'm grateful I have a job and I'm making enough to get by, but I don't feel like I have enough to start accomplishing more goals and laying a better foundation, I guess, in my life. So...
Well, the only thing we have to understand in life, okay, and this is the truth, the only way you get a foundation in life is with you, not your job, not your friends, not your family, not all this craziness. Everybody keeps saying, well, I got to put these people first. No, in order for these things to work, you are a cog in this freaking big, big machinery. And if you're not working and you're not functioning correctly, then the rest of it has a tendency to run sluggish door until you decide to go, I'm thankful I have my job. Why? You should be thankful for you of having the motivation to get up every day and do these kind of things and that you take the time for yourself to be that powerful, healthy person who can actually go to work and do those things, accomplish these things with this career of yours. You should be thankful for you every day, not this career. The only reason you have that career, or the economy even exists, is because people do. Until we start getting back to the point of realizing that. It's not a selfish thing to sit there and say, I love my friends, I love everyone that goes with it. You know, even the book says, you know, love yourself as you love your neighbor, love your neighbors as you love yourself. Well, see, when we talk about relationships, this is what I always sit here and talk about when I do relationship counseling. People don't understand that the word relationship means to interact with one, whoever. It's a person, if it's the car, it's a relationship. When you start respecting that certain part of that relationship, which is you, everything can function and everything else can go smoothly, okay?
Okay.
So, see, you're on the right track. So now we have to let down the resistance and say, okay, all these things are coming to me for a reason. Because who? Why? Because I am a great person. And my angels are just trying to help me be even more of what I know I can be. So, therefore, I need to start listening. So, therefore, when these things start coming to me, they're brilliant ideals. Why? Because I'm a brilliant person.
Okay.
So, okay. I'm just saying, the biggest thing here is let down the resistance. And when we say let go of the past, there's a very important reason why. Because judging things of what's going on right now because of what you've been through instead of looking at what it is.
Okay, you're really breaking up. I'm sorry.
I know. Isn't it great? Which part didn't you hear? Okay, am I okay now?
Okay, that's better now, yeah.
Okay. What part didn't you hear? Don't tell me the whole thing because I'll be freaking out.
No, I heard you, but I felt like I was losing you, like you were going to just kind of...
Does it fall to my death?
Yeah.
Okay. So, situation, from what I've said,
okay.
We can sit there and go, can you do it?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Oh, she wasn't paying attention. That's okay.
No.
No, I'm saying with your situation in hand, from what I've told you.
Uh-huh.
Can you just... Meditation is the idea of laying down the resistance and stilling the mind so you can actually understand the messages that are coming through.
Okay.
So my question to you is, can you find a way to organize and to start believing in yourself?
Yeah, I think I've been taking a lot of quiet time for me lately and trying to, just quiet my mind and focus on me a little more than everyone else. So I have been doing that.
Yeah, because we do that. I mean, some people have a tendency to take it to dreams, but you know, I'm just saying, when you're doing service for the world, you live here too.
Yeah.
Why don't we do a service for ourselves? I don't know. We kind of miss that connection.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, no.
So, so to answer your question, all these ideals have been coming to you. They're coming to you for a reason.
Okay.
So what
well,
you
need
to do, Yeah, what you need to do is accept it, honor it, and then follow through with it.
Okay. All right, I will do that. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, and please give us a call back and tell us how things are going.
Okay.
Do you also have plans? I mean, I keep seeing self-employment here.
Yeah, that's part of these messages that are coming through, you know, that out of the blue, it kind of finally gelled for me in the last week, like what my passion is and then starting my own business doing that, it literally in the last week. So it's like it's been, you know, on my mind, you know, a lot more so than ever. So it's kind of sick.
No. I'm just saying with the situation of self-employment is great because I always sit there and I've had a couple of shows where I've actually talked about it and said, everybody think about this. What is the difference between now and when Jesus was alive?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is the slaves get paid and they have insurance. but if you look at the Bible, there's a part in the Bible where the disciples and Jesus are talking and Jesus said it's hard for a rich man to get into heaven as it is to get a camel through the eye of the needle. Now, I've told people before, we can look at the definition, what that means. Back in those days, when you went into the city, the doorways into the cities were kind of small, so a camel had to get down on its knees and crawl in. So that's what's difficult. See, it's difficult for the camel to get the eye of the needle, but it didn't say it's impossible to get there. But the one thing in that part of the Bible, if you sit here and listen, or whatever you're doing, or listen or read, the disciples came back and said, okay, Jesus, if that's the case, then who gets to go to heaven? Did anybody ever ask themselves, what did that mean? Why would the disciples ask, if that's the case, who gets to go to heaven? Because they were wealthy.
Oh, okay.
They were also self-employed. They were proficient. Jesus was a carpenter. Self-employment. So you see, when you look at the situations and what's going on, and people being led back, that look back in those days, I mean, there's a part of the Bible where Jesus, before Jesus is born, where his father, his earthly father, was saying, went to the inn to try to find a room for him. If you read those things real clearly, they said, Joseph basically said to the guy, I will give you anything you want to give a room in the inn. Now, does that sound like a poor man to you?
No.
But what it says in the Bible, if you can put it all together, it's saying, in the process of having to, and being prosperous and being wealthy, also with the manger coming into the picture means be humble.
Okay.
But you can still have as much money as you want, you know. But we can be wealthy, just as long as you keep your roots humble and don't walk all over people, and also don't let it rule your life. And that's what it's all about.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So you know the situation of there. You're being led there for a reason because that's the only way you're going to take full potential of your gifts and your talents is to be self-employed, so therefore you can dictate how it reaches to people and be that way. I'll just say what the way it works. See, there's a lot of businesses out there right now in the economy. You just want to smack the hell out of it. And the reason that is because they're letting the money rule their lives, so therefore they have to do certain things. And notice lately there's a lot of people ripping people off. And what's so funny about it is there's actually a couple of legit companies who've done it too. And what they're doing is they're putting money in the forefront as their foundation. And when think about it, guys, if you got a brick and someone took your brick and which was your foundation was gone. Same thing with money. Money is a transaction. Money is an exchange. It's not a foundation.
Okay.
And too many people are making that a foundation, not realizing you have to. If you have something that's in your possession that you have to constantly the flow going, you don't stand on it, or you shut the flow off. And that's what we're trying to say here with you.
And I feel
like that's something to do with a lot of the ideals that are coming to you to keep the flow going.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. So I will work on that. But yeah, thank you so much. I'm going to let some other callers, I guess, get a chance, but thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, give us a call and tell how things are going, because there's going to be a lot of good things happening here in the summer months. And for some reason, what is the thing about the emphasis on July?
July. I don't know yet.
Well, give us a call back and tell us.
Okay, I will. Thank
right.
you.
You're welcome. Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're going to sit here and drink some water as Bree takes over the show.
Ooh, I can hear her shaking when they said that one, huh?
So, oh, yeah.
So,
so as we're going through that little insect right there, insert, we'll say right there, insert, what do you think about the situation? I mean, are there some things that when I sit here and talk about these things, does it make sense and kind of resonate with you like you ask yourself questions, like going, huh, I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And that's all she says. Okay.
The reason I say that because I've done the same myself. I'm sitting and listening to people. And I have to, I think I was like you too. I didn't really say much, but I took it all in. And then it was something that later on it came across my path that I could actually pass that information on to somebody else.
Yeah.
Because of what I'd learned and what I experienced and what we got at that moment. It was kind of interesting. So, I should take some aspirin. But one thing I forgot, I think I should have told the last caller was the card that I saw was also emerging. So things, to me, it seems like once she starts following her intuition, things are going to pick up. I guess you would say things are going to start evolving at a faster pace for her. So, I need to get a bigger desk. It's about the size of Kansas.
Same here.
So, let's go to our next caller. Let's try it again. Area code 702, welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm great, Donnie. This is Young Faithful. How are you doing?
Young Faithful.
Oh, come on.
What?
This is Faith.
Oh, where you been?
I've been busy. Where you been?
I've been here. I actually...
You're supposed to say, I've been busy.
Well,
busy with my work, right?
I've been busy with the world, okay?
Yes.
No, I wasn't trying to be mean or nothing. I was talking about the beginning of the show.
I know. I'm just pulling your chain.
I know.
You always pull everybody else's chain, so it's different when yours gets pulled, isn't it?
No, not really. It's just we're all attached. We all have bump heads, and that's not a good thing. You know? But,
yeah.
Let's say hello to Bree. Bree's here, too.
Hi, Bree. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, and how are you?
I'm great. Thanks. I love that name. That is so beautiful, Bree.
Thanks.
So
I just came to chat. I wasn't looking for a reading or anything else. I was just visiting and listening in.
No, one thing I wanted to mention on the show was I got a disturbing letter from a client who basically wants a refund because of certain things that happened here recently. But she was talking about where she didn't think I was being totally honest about things and act like sell blocks of time, but I didn't want to honor them. And I was just actually trying to get some input in how somebody else would feel about the situation, because there's a lot of people who listen to me, so I was just trying to say and do the thing, and there is a time I would say that my organizational skills with the way things are going right now is a learning experience, because I would say I haven't been this busy before. So there's a lot of things going on and that kind of stuff, and a lot of things like that. I was trying to. My biggest problem with the situation is, I don't want to give the lady a refund because of what she said seems to be more of a personal interpretation. And I was trying
to
get.
And why are we discussing this woman? Because she has no benefits to anybody, right? Seriously.
That's true, but my thing is, if we forget the lady and ask the question about people perceive me, I'm
okay.
I don't know how that, because I'm personally, I haven't heard anything bad, really. I mean, sure, you have a couple here and
okay.
there.
Okay, let me ask you another question then, Donnie. Do you really care from anyone else but your true listeners, believers, what they perceive?
Oh.
I mean, your true crowd, does it really matter? Are you trying to please the world?
No, not really.
You're here for the spiritual, positive, angelic, spiritual people, right? The family.
Mm-hmm.
Not to please the world and the people that want to be on the spot and get attention in the negative, dark ways, right?
And change the world one person at a time.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it was just one of those curiosities. I wonder about the situation. If anybody else might have the same kind of, I don't know, perceptions, I guess. I was curious. I got hit in the head.
Okay.
I'm using it as an excuse. But
okay.
But, you know, it's kind of funny how you pop in the show when I have these certain grievances with people. And the people don't appreciate you.
Do I invite them in?
I'm just saying, some people don't appreciate your bluntness and how you ask those questions, but I do. To me, help and put me
so
back on the court. Who gives a hoot, man?
And I won't be so blunt, and I won't be myself. How's that?
Oh, that sucks. No. That's what I'm saying. I will keep
pleasing the world. How's that?
No, I remember you on the show with Amy, and you tried to ask Amy a question, and it was about feeding into all the chaos that was going on in the chat room, and I agree with you. The more she got into it, it seemed the worse it got. And what I was trying to do was trying to basically not even acknowledge it. Because
right.
Do you believe anything it says in the chat room? I don't.
Yeah.
You know, and she got kind of upset about the whole thing, and I was just trying to bring some points to her, too, as well, that, you know, hey, you know, if it's something there that kind of hits you a wrong way, and just take a look at it, you know?
Right, and just, you know, get out of the, you know, of the mode of the whatever it is that's bothering you and let it go. I know that's sometimes hard when you're in that moment, but
she's a whole lot better person
that life?
Than what those people are perceiving themselves to be.
Right. Bree's kind of being quiet tonight, isn't she?
No, this is every night. No, I'm just kidding. No, she is. To me, I think she's just taking it all in.
Oh, okay. Okay,
you know,
that's cool.
You always look at the idea of being
just
an observer.
Absorbing.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, when she has a question or curiosity, you'll hear from her. I guarantee you that. Maybe she's not as assertive as the rest of us, but she's got moments.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. We got to balance the world, don't we? If we were all chatters and strong-minded.
Who'd be listening, right?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, so that's the way it goes. And see, we were talking about the angel cards.
I love the angel cards.
Well, see, we were actually talking about the tarot cards and how they are related to games, too. With the
I just got into the tarot cards. I love them.
So how can you sit there and go, okay, this is a bad card. Why is that a bad card? Because the guy's got a red robe on. A red robe on. Thank you. So it's like you look at people, and I call them religious fanatics.
Uh-huh.
Who have a tendency to judge, jump into things, but when you ask them what that means, they have no clue.
Right.
Because it's religious fanatics. That's a bad thing. That's what I've been told. It's going to be that way. So I'm going nuts.
And they're sinners and they're going to go to hell, right?
Exactly. And everybody look at the death card. That's one of the four horsemen. I'm like, okay.
But wait, back up. Death. You know, if you were to talk to each and every person on the street corner, hey, what's your view of death? I bet the majority would say they would be afraid of dying. They don't even know what death is. And that's something that gets me is, you know, and I was there. I remember being afraid to die, and now it's like death is the next step, you know?
Exactly.
And I'm not advertising anybody to go kill himself by all means, but I'm just saying it's not a darkness, it's a light. And until you see that, you're digging your own, you know, dark tunnel to live in. Of fear.
So instead of digging a tunnel of fear, why don't you just wait till you die and the tunnel is done for you.
Right.
So
Everybody wants to do everything before. Everybody wants to get a little, you know, sometimes I understand the idea of manifestation is to be it before you are it, but realistically you are becoming, you are, and the resistance, you're resisting things that you naturally are. So
mm-hmm.
process of manifestation is the idea of taking off the blindfold to see that you've always been that.
Right.
And embrace it. But death, something as in letting go of the old, that's basically been the mask the blindfold the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So a death card is, to me, is representation. Now, some people have gotten that, but every time I've ever seen that stupid card, it's always been in the movies. Oh, no, you got the death card. And what that means, don't you? We're going to have 3 sequels after this one. Okay. So... there's actually a Scream 4 coming out, right? Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like when you see that, you know that movie's going to be a continuing. It's
right,
going to be like Jason,
right.
And it's going to be like Jason.
Please.
The other dude, Jason and Michael and Freddy Krueger. Freddy Krueger, doesn't that thing a chocolate bar? I'm going to go down the store and get a Freddy Krueger bar. But, yeah, I'm surprised they didn't come out with those two. Willy Wonka, you know. But they have the Freddy Krueger bar, so that'd be kind of interesting to sell, right? So I was just like, no.
Give anybody
saying.
Any ideas?
I don't know. I was thinking about having a psychic ex-journeyman nutty bar. I have this one site I work on called Orantum. .com
uh-huh.
where we do video and I talk to people like I'm talking to you right now, and
uh-huh.
in order to take people from free chat to private chat, which I paid $1.99 a minute, but I can't tell anybody on there. I can say I have a radio show on Block Talk Radio, but I can't tell them who it is. So I've been tempted to sit here and say, if you want to find me on Block Talk Radio, just think about the journey and then exit here and go find a psychic.
Yeah,
but,
that's great.
And then you'll be able to find me on Block Talk Radio. But, you know, the one thing I cannot like, I do not like about the freaking psychic world right now with phone lines and people and that kind of stuff, there's a lot of freaking people that want to make this a competitional thing. And me?
Well, you know, I never believed in competition because I believe even if we're in the same career field, it's completion. Because if you have 25 years and I'm just starting out, you can complete me and I can complete bits and pieces of you. I mean, there might be stuff that, you know, you don't know that I might know. Not as great as you, but there's little pieces. And why can't we complete instead of compete?
I don't know, but I find it hard to believe what you just said. But
okay.
No, you're right. I mean, shoot, as I pressed, I was talking about when I was going through a lot of things and kind of stuff, and each one of these situations is we added to the person you see now. And
right.
But, I mean, I also have to sit and honor myself for actually taking the time to actually listen, absorb it, and, you know, be able to turn it around and be to teach it. But you're right. We call everybody's path for a reason. And when we start thinking about that, and plus we're doing readings, man, seriously, when we do readings, like I was reading this in my book, if I could find that freaking thing.
Which book?
My journal. I was reading this out of my journal. It was like, this thing came to me the most. And I was going over the whole thing saying, this is what I have this prayer. It says, dear God, you know, dear angels, archangels, God, thank you for my book. Be accurate, detailed, and filled with blessing. For everyone involved, and thank you for helping me understand the deeper meanings of each oracle card reading. And then things can be said, each oracle card reading, and also each person who crosses the path. You know, and there's many variations of that. I mean, I have this one where it's basically simpler. Of course, like, dear angel, actually, it's God, archangels, please help me clearly hear, see, and feel true divine guidance. Please guide my readings that they are in the light, specific and accurate, and brings blessings to everyone involved. So it's a simple thing to do. I'll put these together. But at the same time, what we're saying is everybody's together for a reason every time. Because people tend to go, I have a hard time with that because of some of the things that I've gone through. But you turn, stop criticizing and think about it and just look at yourself and say, yeah, why did I cross that person's path? And they were crazy. You know, so what does it reflect to me?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it shows the lack of, it could be simply you're interpreting something crazy when they're just out there. And what it's to you is, maybe it's a motivation for you to take your ideals, maybe not an intuition that they did, to take your ideals and go outside of the box.
Mm-hmm.
And be more than what you are. Because this person here is right now, human and spiritual, but you're saying she's crazy and she's out there. So maybe just the term itself is out there telling you that you should go out there. And maybe you're hiding from yourself. I've actually worked with people who got married to keep being who they were supposed to be. I've seen people take jobs instead of taking careers, and they ditch the whole thing because they're scared of it. So therefore, must have been something really scary. Which one is it, or could it be both? Because I've seen people actually scared to death of success and failure.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying, let me do springs. One thing I found most was everybody had all these signs step in the window saying, "Hey, we do this, we do that." Someone actually had a sign on the window. We do coconut readings. I have no idea what that is. And to this day, we actually had a girl on the show. She was a Hawaiian psychic. Never heard anything said about coconuts. But I did hear Fred Flintstone, which I was when I heard this, when Fred said, "Look at that woman. She's got some great coconuts." on that note. But no, seriously, you should watch some of those cartoons. Some of the things these guys kind of slip under the water.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're watching. I'm sitting there going, hold on.
Yeah.
But in the same sense, would you really hear anything about it? Because the kids are like, Fred, what's he at? And then they'll sit and look at you and go, coconuts, what's mean? Oh, he's talking about making candy bars. Coconut candy bars. Just let it go. You know, it'll be fine. But up there, there was people just like walking up. See, the one thing I loved about it being at that time, being in a good position with everything I've learned, is people were constantly asking me and challenging me all the time. They'd be like, okay, do you do the meditations before you do this? And how do you get your information? And how do you do all this stuff? And I was like, do you either want a reading or don't you? I didn't think I was going to be interrogated. But at the same time, I stepped back and said, well, no matter who they are, how can I make them feel comfortable enough to just relax and not ask questions, except for focusing on what they really want to find out? And it was those kind of moments is what some people just don't do. They're too busy trying to convince everybody who they are when these things coming up, crossing their path, to point things out about themselves that maybe they should be looking and working on too. Because it's all full package. But this competitional thing, I mean, I've been on a couple of people's shows here, man. I'm just like, you guys, we all have a position. We're all here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know for a fact that people, you know, two things cannot occupy the same space. So therefore, if we have that space, that is our space to occupy.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have faith in why we're there in the first place and what we're doing and who we are, then we'll always be taken care of and we'll always be able to attract everything we need. It's always when we have the resistance up that sometimes kind of falters for a minute and we're sitting there going, I haven't eaten in days. And then you're just going to go, why? They have no meaning. They go, no, that's not the answer. Why is everything coming to a? Why did everything come to a standstill? Everything happens for a reason. And I tell everybody too. It's like you can sit there and say, maybe some things do and some things don't. Really? My angels looked at me and said, you haven't eaten in 4 days. Yeah. Well, you said you were going to fast. You've just been fasting for 4 days. How do you feel? You're starting to realize. You're starting to come out of a grasshopper and realize that everything's a choice. You chose this. You manifested this in some way. And, you know, you said something, you did something. That's why this is happening. So now you're getting, it's kind of funny that since you've done the fasting and stuff, that things are going to open up for you. And they did. And it was just like, look at the situation. And I understand what people say, that how, you know, with suicides and stuff. But if we quit sitting there focusing on the suicide stuff instead of what reflected in the people around that situation? What was brought to the light? Maybe it could be simply being more aware of people, kind of conditioned. Something came out of it, I guarantee it. to the ideal, clearing it out and looking at it. And I love to the Bible. The Bible says that when you die, you should only mourn them 30 days. And the Bible even says if you go any further than 30 days, it's no longer about the person who died. It's all about you. So it's a self-centered thing. And it's it's a waste of energy because the energy is not going anywhere. It's staying within you. And in some ways, that's maybe why you feel heavy, because you're not really going out there and saying, okay, the one lesson you could have learned out of this situation that maybe you wasn't appreciating and embracing life. And it's pointing it out to you that now you're not doing it at all. So it was definitely a reflection.
But when someone commits suicide, they have to come back and repeat whatever that they're trying to get away from anyway, right?
They might
so
not.
It's like isn't it like running in circles chasing your tail?
That's, you know, something like this, guys. I've done a lot of readings, and I've done a lot of stuff with medium work. And you know, the one thing I'm having a hard time with is suicide. Because
really?
I've seen suicides, and I've seen people go through certain things like that. Some of the things are just not panning out. You know, one told me that it's when you die and you commit suicide, it's like there's a glass window between you and the world. So you can see it, you just can interact with it. And it's like like punishment. Now, if we sit here and take a step back and look at the situation, everything happens for a reason. There's a reason why that happened. And and so we have to, I'm just saying, I think the suicide are actually great on the other side. So I'm just from my own experiences, other people out there might see differently. Their own experiences. I'm saying with my experiences of actually doing this work, some of the people that have actually seen commit suicide almost, you know, this is what comes to me, okay, guys? 50% of suicides that were claimed suicides are not.
Right.
They're flat out murder. And even in the situation that people don't understand, it can drive a person so freaking wacko that they could do things to themselves. Some people might look at a suicide, but if someone intentionally drives you up the freaking wall, that's called intent.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about it as an experience, I swear. But no, I'm just saying, with situations, you look at it differently, you know, when you start looking at things like that and that kind of stuff. I'm just saying, when I go through these things, you know, like gay people say, well, that's a bad thing and that kind of stuff, you know. But we still have to go back to the situation that these are human beings. I said, no, you don't agree with what they do. I don't agree with it. I don't believe in homosexuals and that kind of stuff. But at the same time, I do believe human beings. And so, therefore, to treat that person in a mean way because you don't approve of it or you don't like it, and I think that's really...
Isn't that choice, and everybody has their own choice to make?
That's true. But, you know, like I'm just saying, when I look at the situation, it's kind of crazy sometimes when you look at it from my point of view. I'm looking at people saying, this is a sexual preference has been made into a lifestyle. That's my opinion. But also, we live in a country where a person can disagree or whatever they want to do. I don't think I do a lot of readings for people who are. I think it's one of those things of I tell them right up front, I don't approve of you. It's something I don't like. How do you put this? Not like I don't like it. It's something I don't approve of. Because I look at the situation saying, it's impossible for this to be the way it is. And I say, well, this is my opinion, but I'm just putting down what you think and what you say. Now, in the process of going through this, the one thing I have to sit back and step back now and look at the situation and see things where they are. I have worked with a lot of people who have been sexually abused when they were younger, and then they take on the situation of thinking gay or lesbians. But then there seems to be legitimate people out there who realistically love the same. And I've also done readings for them too. So I used to have that opinion where I didn't approve of it. I thought it was odd and the whole thing. But now, as I've gone through and worked in this kind of business and worked with these people, it's like anything else. There's many faces and there's many levels.
But it's not like they're asking you out on a date or trying to seduce you or any of that. It's not like you're going to go to bed to them. They're still a person. You're still doing the same job that you do for, you know, any other you know, person that chooses the other sex, right?
Yeah, I sit down, do readings with them too, and treat them with the most respect of what they're for.
Right.
So I'm just saying with the situation, I used to have certain prejudices because of the way I was brought up and that kind of stuff, and but being in this business and coming across people's paths, I'm just saying, you know, the situation, I can't see why some people are just so freaking closed-minded, even after all the stuff they've been going through, because I sit in a situation going, I sit down with them, I talk, I have a great time, and I don't even think about it. And my friend brought this up to me the other day. She goes, she said, it's kind of funny how you sit there and work with people on the phone and that kind of stuff, and then you find out what kind of national background is. You never even knew it.
Yeah.
She says, you've gotten to a point right now, it doesn't matter. You just like working with people. You know, when you're on the phone, all you care about is what is going on at that moment. So it's one of those things. Try living in the now, man.
Exactly. Like, where's that? You know, most people say,
it's
where's now?
Second.
What planet is that?
What do you think?
Do what?
I was asking Bree. What was her opinion on the whole thing? Oh,
I'm
come
just...
on.
You're putting her on the spot.
I know.
Okay.
I'm just agreeing with you guys.
That's a great now. It's a laugh. I love to hear laughter. Go ahead, Bree. Keep laughing.
She's going to agree with everything we said. Okay. That's a choice too, right? Okay, guys. Bree can giggle and she can be shy, but the rest of you guys just keep talking.
Okay.
So, Faith, you want to hang out? Because I got some people on the line here we can bring on and talk to. What do you think?
Sure.
All right.
Go ahead.
Here we go. I don't know what this is. It's a Skype call, I think. 000012. Hey, what's up?
How's it going? I'm Dave.
You're Dave?
Yeah.
Well, Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good.
I'm calling in to see if I can get one of these angel readings.
Okay. Where are you calling from, Dave?
I'm calling from Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. Huh. So do you have something that you're focusing on right now that we can actually use as we do?
Well, I tell you what, my life is totally up in the air. I'm just gone through a separation and lost my house 6 months earlier than that. I'm living in a sober house, although I don't drink. So, I'm at a point where I'm starting over, and some kind of positive input would be good.
So you say you're in a sober house is what you called it?
Yeah.
But you don't drink?
Nope. I used to, though.
Was this before? I mean, this seemed like that was before you got into the sober house.
Well, I got in because I was a musician all my life, and they kind of they funded me in here, so.
Okay. I was just thinking about doing something like I did. I went through a hard time a couple of years ago where, like you saw, I lost my house, and my ex-fiancée did a bunch of craziness and that kind of stuff, and I went to a halfway house because I had to. It was because I didn't want to – I kept myself from going down that path again, so.
Well, I guess I realized my wife had such a drinking problem that – and she didn't seem to have a problem with it, so I decided I needed to go get help, you know?
Gotcha. So with the situation, how do you feel about these, AA?
Well, I think that for some it might be great, but it kind of keeps you stuck there.
Okay. No. Now, you know, so I'm just kind of you put that because I was in Daytona Beach. I used to go to places because I used to like going to have a place to vent without being judged. Well, about being into it for like 3 months, it started off pretty good. But it just seemed like there were certain people that, like you said before, the idea of going forward and frontward and doing the whole thing was just almost like you wasn't allowed to progress. And they couldn't.
Well,
they said they had addiction, they had a disease, and like, well, you know, diseases cures, and I think this would be the easiest one to cure if someone would just have it in their mind that it was actually possible to do so, but there were so many impossibilities, and the idea of even putting God in there kind of threw me off.
Well, it's right off the bat when you speak in a meeting, the first thing you say is, I am an alcoholic. So, I mean...
that's kind of a tone, too, isn't it? What we say, we have a tendency to attract more of.
How do we get past that one, you know? But it's a beautiful thing if you need help.
I just go in and say, hi, my name is so-and-so, I'm a psychic. Any questions? I'm sorry. But it's kind of crazy. I mean, I was going, you know, I'm having a hard time with the whole thing. And, you know, if you do go there long enough, you do have a tendency to go, I'm an alcoholic. But an alcoholic is actually a term of, it can mean anything. So I just looked at it. I have a tendency to.
It could be a suit of clothes. It could be anything. It could be your type of shoes.
Yeah. I'm addicted to AA. And I'm just saying it was kind of funny. I mean, there's probably an open forum, and every time I would try to say something, and my views of clearing, you know, getting my head clear and seeing things and just kind of voicing it, I had people who were sitting and looking at me. This one lady, I liked her. But sometimes she did have a tendency to be coming on too strong of knocking you back down because I think her position, and she liked it being above at that time. And, you know, she was good at what she did. I was sitting there talking about a relationship. I said, I think I got to figure out, and I was talking about this and this. And that's why I think she did this. She just looked at me and she goes, you think you got it all figured out, don't you? And I looked back at her and said, yes, I do. And not a lot of people did that to her, and she had it from that point on. She did seem to have a little bit more open mind about talking to me and that kind of thing, and seeing people from different angle and that kind of stuff. And I think sometimes we have to take that into account too, that we're going to run across somebody one day who might just be a little bit more advanced than we are. But don't take it as a threat. Take it as, this person's crossing my path, so I can also be the same too. So don't get crazy.
I've come to the conclusion that the health system is not really set up to help anyone.
No, I think it's the idea of attention. This one guy was sitting there going, I told this guy, I said, I want to go to the beach, and there's a place down there was actually to get a room, and I had to do was be housekeeper for the hotel. And the guy, why would you want to sit there and seclude yourself in a room? Because you are an alcoholic. I'm like, never thought about it that way, but thank you. I kind of ruined my whole plan there now. I was going to go. My biggest thing was to go on the beach. I love the beach, and I thought it was a healing situation. So, but it makes you think. The guy crossed my path, and he brings me a CD about this guy in astrology, who was a Christian, trying to prove that Jesus was born when he was born by using the stars. The only problem he had was the more he tried to do the star thing, the more he had to change his opinion about astrology. that was a hard thing to open his mind. But. So this guy, I was kind of funny watching this movie, and this guy opened his mind to the possibility. At the same time, the people that were in the room with me were kind of the opposite. Kind of there was the idea they'll say it about the whole experience about Jesus being really what was more to open your mind up to the possibility and how you can actually prove that. Not just the world, but to yourself. The first card I get for you is the counselor card. It says you're a natural counselor and many people have benefited from your guidance and reassurance. And what the heck is that noise?
I've got something running here. I apologize.
Okay, it's no problem. Fine. But we won't find all of it. So what I got was counseling, meditation, and remember who you are. So the solution to the situation that you're going through is just the idea of who you've always been, and don't forget that. The situation of losing everything is the ideal. Sometimes situations of these things, it's not the idea of losing things, it's the ideal of things being taken out because of what you're trying to accomplish. Almost like the point, it could have been cluttered. So there was some things taken out of your path and out of your direction of where you're going.
because remembering who you are, it talks about, because I get a lot of cards with you with the meditation, but also manifestation. Does it make sense to you?
Very much so, yeah.
So, see, don't change anything about you. Just embrace it more. Because it seems like you do have a tendency to attract people around you that can make you question who you are. But you also have to look at the situation of you being the magnet that draw them into your life. So it's something they're looking for.
The situation, you all have probably seen What Dreams May Come. My last relationship was exactly that. I went back into a relationship with an ex-wife because I have an 8-year-old daughter. And to be honest with you, I had made a conscious decision that I was going to stay there no matter what. I realized that's not appropriate for the rest of my life.
Right. Yeah, sometimes the idea of going get back together because of the kids and because of children, some people are not taking consideration of the feelings of the other people, which is themselves. They could actually end up being worse for your children because of not being happy.
Yeah.
People have a tendency to be angry with themselves, and they have a tendency to reflect that to everybody else in certain different ways. But see, the one thing I get is just the idea of letting it go. A lot of things are changing right now, almost to the point where you look at the situation going, have patience, because you're going to have a lot of rapid changes. Positive system, okay?
Say that again.
Have to? Okay.
What'd you say, positive changes?
Yeah.
I just missed that word. Okay.
Yeah, you've had some major changes in your life very quickly, but what I'm saying this time, it keeps coming up, is be patient, because your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. So, but still, because when I said to look at these cards, I said, okay, it still says you need to nurture and have patience. Is the idea of working with yourself and saying, okay, all this stuff's happening right now. I don't know if I can deal with it. Well, if it's happening, then there's a way to deal with it, or it wouldn't be happening. So they're actually working together there. Organization and telling yourself, everything's happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you'll soon understand. So just the idea of this week has been a lot of situations talking about people have a lot of guides when it comes to their grandmothers. And I don't feel like you have any difference here. Your father's mother has passed away, correct?
Pardon me?
Your father's mother has passed away, right?
Well, actually, that's a tough question because I don't know who my father was.
Okay. Well, that's kind of a standstill, because I get that very strongly. Because it's saying hello from heaven. Your loved ones in heaven are doing fine. Let go of worries and feel their loving blessings. It's almost like looking at the situation. If you've had some kind of presence around you that you felt that was there in crucial times and that kind of stuff, but you're not really sure who it is, it's a surprise to have that happen. I've done a lot of readings for people who don't know who their father is and their grandparents on that side, but they still have those spirits with them. So,
well, I feel pretty disconnected. I feel pretty alone in this endeavor, to be honest with you.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, since with that card coming up too, it's a reminder. Okay. I'm just saying to you, that's what I got when I said hello from heaven. So it's like acknowledging a lot of things too, of kind of like, I don't know how to put this to you, because I've done this before when I've been in a situation where, you know, a situation of hitchhiking from one place because somebody didn't want to accept it and go through the situation, but there I was. And I just kind of cleared everything out and opened up the possibilities of what was going on. Okay, like when I was in Colorado, from this crazy woman I was with and with the situation we was going through. She threw me out because she wanted to control instead of controlling her own life. At that moment, it was like, okay, we can sit here and get caught up in the chaos of what happened and be angry with her, or we can open up to the possibilities of a solution. And when I did that, the angel talked to me and said, clear your mind and just go in the direction you really want to go into. If focus on that. And then all of a sudden, in the process of feeling like I was alone for a period of time, by opening that doorway, angels, you have three angels. You have three archangels now, okay? You have Angel Azrael, Azrael, Archangel Jeremiel, and Archangel Jophiel. Now, I can also sit and tell, sometimes I know Archangel Michael, Archangel, but I just feel like he's been with you from the very first day. And the Archangel Azrael, and I get, and then my cards, she's here twice. So it's the idea of focusing and doing the meditations every day. Opening up to these angels, and get three guardian angels too as well. So I guess you can do that too, right? And you just focus on, and I'm serious, when you focus on the angels and look at the situation of actually being a counselor yourself with people, it just seems to be drawn to you, that kind of stuff. And even when they're not, it just seems like there's people who, I just feel like there are people who are drawn to you. Maybe they don't say it, and maybe they don't ask you questions, but I just feel like they are drawn to you. So in the process of doing that, also open up your mind to the possibilities of what happens in those encounters too, because they're teaching you things about yourself. Probably you should have some really major change in your life here. I keep getting May.
I'm ready for that. Thank you.
I'm just saying, if I consider and continue, and all I did was sit down the resistance and say, okay, the very first thing that pops in my head in the process of making the decision, I'm going to follow that no matter what. And that's when I learned that the very first thing that popped in my head was my guidance coming through, which always took me someplace a whole lot more positive than where I was when I actually listened and took guidance from a human being. Okay?
Yes.
Is there any more questions you'd like to ask us?
Well, I think you've done very well. I appreciate your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
May I say something?
Yeah, go ahead, Faith. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm asking Dave. Dave, this is Faith. May I say something?
Totally. I'd appreciate it. Any input is welcome.
God bless you. All you're going through, and you are hanging in there strong. And I just have this really deep feeling that where you are right now, where you're staying, you are going to help, if not one, many people in your former problems with, you know, drinking and whatnot. And this, I just feel like this is your really strengthening area right now, and you just move forward, and you're just awesome.
Well, thank you so much.
You should be proud of yourself, seriously. Because, you know, it's so easy just to say, oh, I'm going to give up, and then you go hit the bottle and take the easy way out, right? But you're not a quitter. You're a winner, right?
Yeah. You see, there came a point in my time when that's no longer even an option.
Right. See, you're a winner. You just proved it, and you don't have to prove it to anybody else, right?
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a long, drawn out scenario that I've been in this school, and I'm here in this sober house right now, and I probably have learned so much that it's really all been quite bizarre. The last 6 months have just been people popping in that I haven't seen for 2 years, and it's just been very strange. There's something happening here, and I've had extreme loneliness and sadness in my life. I don't know what nationality I am. I don't know who my folks were. I have no brothers, sisters, aunts, or uncles. And actually, I have maybe three or four friends. So it's been a very strange, I've been a musician all my life, and it wasn't really conducive, you know. It was kind of an isolating a life, you know. And now the biggest thing I wanted was to have my daughter and her mother in the same place. Lived in a brand new beautiful house. She drives a fancy car, and it was like it was the best possible scenario I could ever imagine, and the next day it was like terrifying.
I hear you.
So I'm right on the edge of this. Hopefully that we're all heading to a place where the duality is going to cease, and we head into a singularity of peace and harmony is what I'm anticipating.
Me too.
Ouch. Exactly.
Oh. Yes. One of those situations, we definitely, unity would be a great thing. People realizing that when you take color and put them all together, you can be as bright as the sun, which is really an intense, loving situation.
I finally come to the conclusion that we are here on this planet. We are, we're all aliens. We look around, none of us look the same. I think we're going to figure out what's been going on here, and it's going to amaze us.
Yeah. People have been asking about 2012 and that kind of stuff, and it's more. I think one of those things is stop asking the questions about 2012 and just kind of like let ourselves go into it, because you can see some of the progressions going that direction in the first place. So that's the idea of asking questions. It could be simply just laying down the resistance and see what's going to happen instead of always in the anticipation of what's going to happen. I'm not saying the anticipation is not good, but do it in a positive way. What's going to happen in 2012? Something fantastic. That's going to raise the vibration of the planet. So everybody's going to see things differently. That's something to look forward to, right?
Absolutely.
So.
Well, thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. Thank you, Falling. It was a pleasure. All righty. And you have a great night.
You too. Thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye bye now.
Bye bye.
Air code 647. If you want to come on the, if you are in the queue to ask a question or two, let me know by raising your hand so I can actually click on you. That was a nice rhyme, wasn't it? All right, here we go. Okay, click it off.
Nadia.
Okay. Area code 647. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Thank you. This is Nadia calling. How is everyone?
Things are going good. We got Bree and here.
Oh, lovely.
So, how can we help you tonight?
I'm wondering if my relationship with my son is going to improve in the next couple of days, or I don't know. My mood has just been up and down for once, and I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay, so we sit and go over the whole thing and kind of look at the situations. Do a couple cards here.
Okay.
Oh. if everybody wants to go to blogtv.com. Mm-hmm. Actually, we're going to see live as we speak. So check it out, and it's kind of a crazy thing. Just something you started doing. You're going to catch yourself on, I guess, kind of like a TV. Check it out.
That's interesting.
That's blogtv.com. Or you can go to my website. Go to my website. There's actually a screen right there right now, and all you have to do is click on it, and you will see me.
Oh, wow,
you're doing the show, and we're doing this. I can actually show you the cards that we're actually using. So if you want to jump in there and check that out too as well. You see the cards up, and if you actually are watching it, just ask me to hold the cards up for you, and I'll let you know. I can definitely do that for you. Now, Blog Radio, blogtv.com, I will sit there and say that they are, in some kind of the sense of the word, some of the people in there are, you know, we thought we had trolls this show. Yeah. People come on and go, WTF, what the F is going on? And like, who the heck are you? Some of these people, some people, their attitudes come across on shows like, they're the one who's paying the bill. They're the one who's doing the whole thing. And some people go, well, they are the listeners. No, I don't think they are. I think they're the people who come in and just want to criticize everybody. Oh, no. The fire trucks are out. Okay. That kind of threw me off, but we need some excitement here. So, considering the situation, what I'm going to do is I'm going to shuffle the cards for you, and X-rays and tarot cards here, guys. So,
which deck are you using?
Mine. Okay.
That's
actually,
a generic answer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It may be a generic answer, but in my life right now, I'm very thought out. So, in my... But, I'm actually using the Rider-Waite deck. It's a simple deck.
Okay.
I've been trying. I used to have a deck called the Diamond Tarot, which was a three-dimensional deck. I'd love to have that deck back. I love that deck. I can take one card out of that deck and do a 20-minute reading on it.
Yeah.
But then I have a thing about unicorns, and I used to have a Dorian Virtues unicorn deck.
Oh, I love her. Yeah.
Yeah, but there was also I found an actual tarot deck that was actually unicorns.
Oh, cool.
Which I can actually go and eat on Amazon and get that one. I've actually gone to Amazon to get the Diamond Tarot. It's out of print. So if anybody
can still get them, somehow someone has it, just reach out to the universe. It'll come to you.
That's true. So what about Rapper with a Diamond Tarot? Take a deep breath.
Reaching out. Now.
Yeah.
Receive.
Anybody have the Diamond Tarot deck out there? I'm very interested in buying it, okay? Or if you've seen him somewhere, let me know. Because, I mean, you're right. I had that. I was in Daytona Beach, and I was looking for... I couldn't... There wasn't... In Daytona Beach, I couldn't find John Randolph Price's books. I could find them at the... what do you call that place? Barnes and Noble.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but they didn't have the one, and so my angels led me to there was an old bookstore downtown on International Drive, and I was like, okay, sure. So I walk in there, I'm walking around and checking things out, and I said, okay, guys, you brought me in here, and I can't find the book, and they're like, well, it's right there. I said, okay, where's it at? And they go down to the end. It was funny, too. It was like, go down to the end of the shelf. You'll see a little shelf facing the direction, and there would be two books in the front. So just move them to the side, and your book will be right there. Do you know that's exactly where that book was?
That's cool.
And I had the book, and I was actually looking for an older edition of that book, and that's exactly what I found, an older edition. So.
Huh.
Wow.
So I'm just saying, when it comes to situations, that's what I'm saying. I just feel like I'd like to have that deck back, but for some reason, when it comes to getting it lately, maybe it's one of those things that's letting it go, because I was actually with an ex-fiance when I had that deck. So I'm telling everybody, there is no more connections there, so give me my deck back.
Mail it in the mail.
The deck is now yours. Receive it.
That's it. It's mine. But I've been thinking about getting that unicorn.
I feel it coming in the mail to you, somehow, some way.
It does. 3 months, oh, really? 3 days, 3 months.
See, we're doing readings on you. How's that?
Okay. So I guess I
do. You
should
like our predictions?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I could deal with it. Yeah.
Cool.
Most definitely. So I got a nice shuffle here. I'm cutting the deck. I'm going to look at the situation and go, you know something, the situation? God, I keep getting... Sorry, guys. Whoa. Just have a little bit of cramps in my legs there for a minute. Now, the thing I pick up the most here is, you said to have a change in, a change in your relationship right now,
mm-hmm.
in the next couple of days, correct?
Yeah, I feel like there is.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it sounds like there possibly might be.
Yeah, do you plan on taking a trip here anytime soon? Like the next 2 weeks?
I would like to, as soon as I can afford to get a job.
Okay. That was a kind of a... Okay, I will say it like this. I don't understand that statement. You can't... What does it mean by... I hope I can afford to get a job.
Oh, I mean to travel. To go
okay.
somewhere.
All right. No, I'm just saying. I got the six.
Yeah.
I got the six of swords. Yeah, but it's like in the process of taking a trip to clear emotional connections and that kind of thing.
Oh, cool.
So the first card was like that one, and then I had the three of swords. Three of swords is just they're saying the idea of standing between you and the whole situation is your securities.
Mm.
So they're saying let go.
That's true.
They said this situation will be okay. You just need to let it go in favor of what you really want, because it talks about this focus on somebody being a knight in shining armor and being very disillusional.
Mm. Oh, I see.
Well, where are you?
Who, me?
That's
my bird you hear.
Oh, okay.
I'm in
Halle.
I thought it was an airport.
I'm in Halle.
Like, oh, is that what she's waiting for her flight home?
I was going to go, wow, the trip's happening already? What?
No,
I must be the dreamer.
See, the thing is, it's like looking at the situation as taking a physical trip, but also so getting back into their journey, which is the Six of Swords. The Three of Swords says the insecurity, basically hindering a lot of things in both endeavors. Let go of this impression of the shining armor, the knight in shining armor, and see yourself as a very blessed and very gifted person themselves, because it's like a lot of people do this. They're looking for people... And they're looking for that significant other. At the same time, they don't have faith in themselves. And they go, okay, I keep attracting all these crazy people. And I'm like, well, chaotic, crazy thoughts have a tendency to create, you know, to attract crazy people.
Yeah, it can happen.
But see, the one thing I was looking at, you got sixes here. And sixes, I'll give you an inch. I'm going to set this one. Because I had somebody come on my freaking, when I was on Orlando. And check me out on Random. It's spelled RANUM.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me on there. You can find me on there. It's called. I'm actually on there. For some reason, you can't have the real long username. So on there, they call me Psychic X Journey.
Yeah.
And that room with the man.
We'll get his tarot in the mail.
So I sit there and. But every time they come on there, I tell them flat out, that's who I am, Psychic X Journeyman, and how's it going,
right.
And kind of stuff. But we were sitting there talking about numbers, and somebody came on there and said, 666, the mark of the beast. No, 666 is the mark of the beast in the Bible.
That's right.
But the number itself can represent many things in a positive way, if you want to sit there and look at that way. Because in the angel books, a 666 actually means... Your thoughts are so focused on material illusions. Raise your thoughts spiritually. Get your life back on track. Does it ring a bell with you?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. I'm just trying to do the normal things people do, trying to get on my feet and get a job and try and support my teenagers, you know, with all the good stuff emotionally and blah, blah, blah. And I know he's going through stuff himself. I just wish he would communicate more. And, you know, and I'm just losing hope on that. That's what it boils down to.
That's true, too, but we have to look at the situation for his communicational skills.
That's right.
I mean, I'm just saying, with communication, you know, look at the situation. Because I'm just saying, with some people, we have a tendency where we want communication, we want people to talk to us, that we don't take in consideration of the people that we're talking about may have never had communicational skills in the first place. And they've always been this
way.
It's more of our insecurities playing out, wanting that pressure, you know. So what I'm saying is tone down that pressure that you may impose involuntarily, and you may see somebody open up. I mean, because I get a possible yes on the whole thing, but there's also lovers. There's also lovers in this reading. Because the fourth card, it's the lovers card. So there's emphasis here on, you know, certain things of certain, I guess you would say, certain illusions, of letting those illusions go in favor of what you really want. Do you understand what I'm saying? It might sound crazy to some people that when you sit and open up the world to yourself and realize, okay, I'm going to go do what I want to do, I communicate with myself. I'm telling myself what I want, enough possibilities of what I want. And then you all of a sudden you're going to start seeing people around you do the same thing. Sometimes we don't realize that we are an example, that we need to really, I think everybody's an example. I heard someone say it the other day where she was sitting there going, why am I still in love with this man? I have to move on. I said, well, it makes perfect sense to me, and she goes, that, because we're supposed to love everybody unconditionally.
That's right.
So
sometimes it's just hard to move on for a while, but you got to do it eventually.
Right, see, if you actually do that unconditionally, then you'll start realizing that when you cross people's paths and you realize the person you're with, but you're still being pulled to a different direction, you can unconditionally love that person and let them go, because like, you're destined for somebody else, which means they are too.
Yeah, I have been slowly letting go of my son's non-communication, but I don't think he's handling it well because he's taking it the wrong way. Because when I say, okay, enjoy your night and whatever, he hears the sadness in my voice, and then he just goes, oh, okay. And I'm like, okay. So I've tried so many different approaches. I'm just out of gas.
I also got the numbers. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
I also have the number 636. List in the masters to relieve your stress through prayer and meditation. So with those things, with the situation of all these things going on, you can see how really work on techniques to help you do just that. But the lover's card is definitely here. So it's definitely, it's like opening up the world to yourself also opens up the possibilities to someone also to be there to share it with you. And that's what
that's what I'm hoping for. I'm not hoping for, I'm creating that proper vision of I'm getting on with doing my own thing, but I do miss my son who can't communicate with his insecurities, which is kind of sad because you want to hear from your loved ones and there's nothing much I can do except just sit back and wait till he decides he wants to, I guess.
No, you don't sit back and wait. You go on and live your life.
That's what I mean by going on.
I'm just saying. See, when I emphasize on those things, I'm not sitting there getting on you because you said it. No, I'm telling you, watch what you say. Ooh, did someone drop something?
I don't mean to say the wrong things sometimes.
No. It's not one of those things you apologize for. It's just the idea of those are things being pulled out to you that sometimes you do those things, but all you got to do is stop at that moment, take a deep breath, and then say it in a nice positive affirmation and change the whole thing. So it's the idea of stop apologizing for who you are. Because, I mean, with the situation, realistically, get a tape recorder and tape you and play it back and see what you hear. And don't be surprised if you hear your son.
This will help you understand why he is the way he is, because he's a reflection of you.
That's right. That's what I've been honest and open with myself lately. And I've tried to let him know that, you know, you're a reflection of me. And, you know, and I'm trying to work on that with you. And he said he understood what I'm, you know, trying to say. He was a pretty good guy. I don't know. And then sometimes my mood just suddenly changes again. So it's just a whole new experience I'm going through. And that's why I'm having the mood changes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just hoping the mood changes will finally stop.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah. meditation and working on chakras and that kind of stuff really make a big difference, okay?
Right. Okay. That sounds really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just get used to having somebody around all your life. It's just hard to not hear from them. Even though I do try and my best, but my best isn't working. I've got to have better values when I'm coming to terms with.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, realistic goals.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I am trying to figure out. No, I was just sitting there going over the thing I was telling you before, where it was like,
mm-hmm.
be an example.
Yeah, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Just work on yourself. We're talking about chakras, and you're working on auras. And like I said, there's a good book by Doreen Virtue, A Chakra Clearing, and a guy named John Holland on psychic. Mm-hmm. It's called Psychic Navigator. And Dorian Virtue's book is called Chakra Clearing. They'll say what's so good about both those books is it talks about chakras and auras. It also talks about manifestation. So, and what affects them, food wise and everything. So you should check those books out. Get some good stuff going there so you can actually do that whole thing. You okay?
I'll do that. And see how that can...
I'm just saying with the situation, there could be some changes for you in the next two or three days with you and your son. But
mm-hmm.
but also with the situation, if a person has a tendency, like you can call it a relapse and goes back the opposite direction, that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
then you just be understanding that it's going to be something like that for a while until he comes into his own. I mean, how old is your son?
He just turned 18.
Okay. I'm just saying, with your expectations and what you want, just allow it to happen in a progression. Because, I mean, there's a lot of things going on, not just the ideal on the outside, but also on the inside. And a lot of thinking, a lot of focusing on how he wants to do things and that kind of stuff. So sometimes it's the ideal of maybe you don't like the way he talks, maybe he doesn't talk. You see the idea of just being supportive in who he really is. And I just feel like when you work on yourself and go through the changes and the stuff that you've been doing with yourself, don't be surprised mm-hmm. to see them happen on your son too, because he has to come to it on his own.
Yes, he does, and that's why I'm being patient and unconditional about the whole thing, even mm-hmm. though I might not find it easy to do that privately in the quiet moment. It's just something a parent has to do. It's a new change coming on, so.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish him the best. Sometimes I just wish he would have a little more, show a little more love, like some kids do towards their family member.
I understand that, but you know, I'm just saying, you got to put it in perspective, okay?
Yeah.
He is who he is. You are who you are. It's you. And the only thing that really matters in the situation is not how other people do that, but how you can find that in your own selves. And I feel like it starts with you. Because I'm just saying, not in a way of blaming or criticizing or judging. It's the idea of understanding that everything he's learned basically is from you.
Yeah, and he's doing just okay. I see some really good things happening for him. He's trying to put his best foot forward and going back to school and all that great stuff. He's got a plan in his head deep down.
and he's very smart, so I always tell him that, you know, how gifted he is. And then sometimes I'm a typical parent, I'll turn around and get a little snappy. And a little sounding mean.
Right.
Trying to deal with it, so I just don't want my emotional up and down to push him away. Does that make sense?
But they won't.
Oh, good. Okay. I guess that's the sign I was kind of looking for. I'm just doing okay, even though I'm a little emotional at this time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
May I say something?
Go ahead, Faith.
Sure.
Do I have your permission?
Oh, yeah.
You know, one of the hardest things I found, and I only have one son, and he's in the Army right now, is letting go, you know, because we've raised them as babies, and we've been responsible for them their whole life, and then it just like, all of a sudden they go, bye, Mom, and you're like, wait a minute.
What?
And it's just that letting go. And it's that I feel like you have that, oh, I have to be the perfect parent syndrome. You know, it sounds like you're kind of blaming yourself for not being, you know, superwoman.
Mm-hmm.
No, not so much being superwoman. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that type of perfection. It's more
good.
Uh-huh. More like I just feel like he's, you know, I feel that because I feel like his emotional instability is part of the reason I tried to raise him well, but sometimes I just feel guilty about it because I wasn't there that often. I was always working, even though he's a really sweetheart of a kid about it, you know.
And, you know, he's, like, at that hormonal age that he's just going through up and down, and, I mean, you can say the perfect thing and he'd, like, maybe snap at you even though he's a good kid. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, yeah.
Exactly.
So I just got lost for words from now on, and that's not even helping. He tries to understand. I give him credit. There's a lot of times he's pretty dead on and very calm and very patient with me than most people have ever been. And I tell him that all the time. I appreciate that part of him, his patience and his tolerance for other people and his living tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like you said, on the, you know, when you just raised him one son, it's not even a postcard. You just feel different.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I can imagine for you, it's even harder because it's him having being with you. But I can relate a bit. You're saying too. Thank you. Well appreciated.
Yeah, I was just saying with the situation of being away from my kids and that kind of stuff. You know, sometimes with the situation, the choices, the things they do and that kind of stuff, you've got to be let them do what they got to do. Those things I was talking about, a couple of couples who were just kind of wanting to control the situation because they were scared that something was going to happen to their son. So they try to control it all the time. You got to watch it that you don't fall into that situation. Because you could actually hear.
Yeah, because then they can't learn their life lessons, right?
Exactly, like
that's
we are.
That's what I'm trying to change, I didn't know I was controlling, even though I'm a good mom and trying to do the right thing with a velvet glove and a tough hand.
Well, it's okay.
Well,
it's one of those situations we have to understand that no one gave us a manual.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to make mistakes and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you're a very loving, caring mom, or you wouldn't be here asking the questions, right?
That's right.
Exactly.
You're both loving and caring people yourselves. So that's wonderful.
Thank you.
Too. And maybe we can all of us can teach other people. It's okay to be open about your mistakes as a parent. I wanted to put that out there too.
Yeah, exactly.
More humble and vulnerable in front of anyone and say, it's okay, it's a good week.
I've been there. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Realistic.
Yeah. I'm just trying to be more real around people and say, hey, it's okay. You know? If you disagree, that's fine too. You know? very hard at these age groups in the future.
Mm-hmm.
They're more educated in the future, too. So, sometimes I feel that's where the the impatience comes in with them. I start laughing.
Oh, it's just one of those things. You just got to realize what's going on and say, okay. You just step back and go, what am I doing? And if I'm doing it the right way and that kind of stuff. And if he acts a certain way and that kind of stuff, it's just when you notice those things, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying something right then and there to, and say, okay, why do you feel that way? And just kind of open it up and talk about it. Because
like
I do the same thing with my daughter.
That's the hard one when you have like children like that, how some react. I've got one that really.
Yeah, I always say too. Really, you're right. It's hard, but it's not impossible. So there is a solution,
yeah.
And the solution is within you. So therefore, you've always been that person with the situation with your son, anyway.
Yep, and I've tried so many solutions. So I've just given it up to the universe and. Somehow I just feel like the universe is putting it right back in my hand, going, okay, you want to come up with solutions again? It's like, no. Oh, God. A never-ending cycle sometimes.
Yeah, but you got to think about the situation. Are you going to stop? Are you going to stop being a mother anytime soon?
No.
Exactly.
But I just don't want him to think that I'm stop being his mom, and that's what goes through his mind. He gets these abandonment issues, and I've tried so many different levels to help him cope with that insecurity. But now I have to stop talking and just go, okay, do your best to do whatever you need to do to resolve your issues.
So what you're saying is he has an abandonment issues?
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, actually, I don't. I mean, we all have fears about something in rejection, normally. But he's so super sensitive, sometimes I'm scared to say anything. Because he'll just act on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, very sensitive, this one. So sometimes I don't know how to approach it. So I've just learned to look at him now and smile and go, well, I don't know. Your mom's finally ran out of answers and guesses the first time. Very first time. You'll have to learn to, you mean, there's help out there. You're old enough now and society's just going to say, hey, you're a young adult. Go get the help you need.
Mm-hmm.
I've done my best. And every time I've done my best or better or worse, you still don't act on anything. So what's the sense if you're not acting on stuff of really good advice once in a while? And when you do act on it, it's like, years later,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, you got to be careful of your decisions. You got to be more responsible of how you speak to people. You can't be silent in everything you do. You're never going to work out relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And it will matter.
Yeah, it's definitely like, get bounced in it.
Yeah. Like you guys said, you know, you can only guide them so far.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's what's really hard about a very deep, oversensitive type child. Even though it's not what I want, it's just something I have to respect them as an individual. That's hard.
It is a hard situation sometimes. I'm just saying, you know, I've had the same thing with my daughter sitting there looking at her, knowing she's going through certain things and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But we have a tendency to get along because we actually, I don't know, it's one of those things of relying on a relationship that we had since the day she was born.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of when she punches on me, but... But you know, it's one of those things we do that back and forth. So she was she's a girl that I think everybody would like to have as a daughter because people have asked me, I got two daughters, people ask me
And they go, "Look, two daughters. What, don't you ever wish you had a boy?" I said, "If you ever met my oldest daughter, I actually had the best of both. I actually had the best of both worlds. She was a great athlete, and but she's the most prettiest girl I've ever seen."
Yeah, that's what I say about my son.
Right, so
she'll
fight.
Good girl.
Yeah, she loves. She's in the mud and she fights and she does this kind of thing. She'll knock you on your butt in soccer and she's very aggressive. She used to beat my butt in basketball. She's very aggressive and those kind of things. But when it came to proms and dresses and, you know, proms and dances and stuff, she was like, "Don't touch me. I got my makeup on," and that kind of stuff. She's really
cool.
Yeah. So she's great.
Yeah, she sounds great too. Well, thank you guys so much. I won't take up your time and go in circles here because parents are good at that. But I really, really appreciate the feedback and stuff like that. So
no problem.
Really,
just don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah, that's opposite. What I'm learning not to do.
Okay, fantastic. You're a fantastic, gifted woman because you made it this far. When you have kids, that's a challenge.
Exactly. Knock on wood. So far. So good.
Exactly. So.
And I wish the best for your... I'm sorry, what was your name, the host that you have? The person that you're...
Oh, that's one of those things you say. I'm psychic extreme member. My friends call me Donnie.
And the person that's on your show tonight.
Faith?
Faith. Thank you, Faith.
You're welcome.
I don't
you.
Like using keys and teeth. Yeah, well, bless you, too, and thank you. And I'll say some prayers for your son and yourself as well.
Thank you. I appreciate
Not
that.
Not a problem. No, anytime.
Everybody Faith is here. The theme, though, is everybody needs to do that.
And the cards are in the mail.
Exactly. Thank you.
All righty. You guys have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
You
have a
Bye-bye.
Great night. Bye bye.
You too. Bye.
So. Instead of going the whole thing, it's kind of a crazy situation, but it is a hard situation. We always sit and question those things when we're making decisions for our kids and that kind of stuff. But trial and error.
I think the hardest thing in anything, whether we're parents or ourselves or whomever, is the letting go process. Don't you? One of the things.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Just
like my...
let go, release, and just, like, don't do all the things you've done all your life before to hold yourself back.
But, you know, like I said before, if you had sons, it's a different thing of raising daughters, because with my daughters, I had to sit there and go, okay, they can get pregnant, but I didn't go that route, you know. Things are going to happen. Yeah. You know, I got 4 grandkids right now, but it's one of those things of looking at the situations and some of the abuse. My biggest problem with my daughter is she can punch me so hard, it freaks me out to actually be in situations and relationships that she's been into. To let these guys beat on her, I don't understand that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She has, I mean, I saw her deck some guy when she was in school. She was getting in trouble all the time because she was an aggressive little girl. And if a guy mouthed off there, she slapped the hell out of him.
Wow.
You know, I played basketball with this girl and, you know, she's really good. And, playing the soccer, and the girl knocked her down a couple of times. It happened 2 times, and the 3rd time, the other girl went slamming to the ground. and she was like, I got a whistle blowing her, but she was like, she looked at me, and he was like 13 years old, and she goes, she looked at me, and she goes, "Dad, I knocked that girl on her ass." And I was like, okay. That was different. And I really wanted to work with her on soccer, so that was a great thing too. Because I mean, it was like working with her, keeping me in shape, doing all that endurance work and that kind of stuff, and taking her and practicing with her before we even got to practice. So she was pretty dedicated when she did things, I swear. But I taught her how to punch. And I told him, don't let anybody, you know, take advantage of you and that kind of stuff. And always speak your mind, which has kind of like, that's kind of worked against me in some things. But I've always told her, you know, speak your mind. I said, you got to do this. And she goes, why? I said, because, you know, the first time you don't say what you feel and that kind of stuff, first of all, you don't feel good about yourself. But but people have a tendency to take advantage of you. Because they'll take it the upper hand because you don't do it. What reflects back to you is you should be more assertive too. So she's been pretty blunt about a lot of things. But when it comes to the psychic stuff, she's been around my mom and religious fanatics. That's what I call them. Where it's like, don't use your abilities. You're right.
Oh no.
You're right.
Oh,
you're right. You're right, Missy. Don't go use your abilities. Keep walking into that wall.
Oh no. That's sad.
No, but she, you know.
But she's strong-minded though, right?
Yeah, she's very strong-minded. And today she was here, and it was one of those things of we do that game where you sit there and hold your hands out and you slap them.
Yeah.
We play those kind of. So we were doing that, and then she has a tendency to walk in and start punching me in the shoulder all the time. So it's one of those things that. Sometimes we don't say I love you. It's more of a boom. Oh, I love you too. It's different to me, but she's been a couple of situations. Guys, it's funny how guys will sit there and think they're right about everything. One guy called me that her first boyfriend was actually her oldest daughter's father. I was in Colorado, and this guy came to me and was just. He basically got into it and he hit her kind of like went crazy, the whole thing. He called me in Colorado and he's like, I want to talk to you about this and tell you why I did this. And I said, TJ, don't you realize something? He goes, what's that? I said, there's nothing you can tell me right now. There's not one thing you can say right this moment that's going to make me see any side of this whole thing besides what you just already did. And I said, hitting somebody one time is one time too many.
Mm-hmm.
So he was sitting there going, well, I just wanted to explain to you. I was like, it don't matter. You can tell me. I said, go ahead and explain what you're going to say. But I said, I'm going to sit here and always look at the whole idea. I said, look at this. My biggest thing is nobody touches his daughter.
Yeah.
It's the only philosophy I always have. I mean, she just got married again. And I told him flat out. And, you know, it's like, you hurt my daughter. And there won't be anything. There's no place on this planet you can hide. I'm telling you right now, you know. And he was, and then, you know, it's like, oh, no problem. The first guy, her first husband, he said the same thing too. And he ended up trying to shove her out a window.
Wow.
And so I was just like, you know, and then I'm a person that once you get past the situations, right, and it's done and it's over with, I try, and she's still married to the guy at the time. I was like, I try to be sociable, but the first time he walked up to me and said, Dad, I was going to punch him right there.
Yeah.
I just, you know, sometimes, see, my daughter has told me everything, basically, with her life. Now, there's a lot of things that she keeps to herself because she's a girl, of course. But what was the most embarrassing, but almost there was a situation that was, I guess you could say, was the most embarrassing. Also, at the same time, I realized kind of the relationship my daughter had was when she called me up, she told me about having sex for the first time. And I said, what'd you call your mom? Yeah. Because I was like, why don't you call your mom? And she was like, why? The only person who's going to understand is you. Okay.
I don't want to hear this.
Yeah. Yeah, I said, well, I told her, I said, well, I guess it's too late to tell you no. But,
yeah.
You know, but that's how it went. So it was kind of crazy. But, you know, it's been up and down, that kind of stuff, back and forth, getting mad at each other. She getting angry with me, that kind of stuff. But when I had her, I think the first 5 years of her life, she was my shadow wherever I went. And those things make a difference, too.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I don't know if you know what a snuggles is, those little things you put on your chest to carry your kids in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to carry those.
Yeah, I had one of those. I carried my daughter around for 2 years. For some reason, and it's the truth. I know this for a fact that when you bother your child, know when they do, because when you put them in one of those things and they're next to you, they sleep the whole time, just like there was, just like when they were in the womb. Which people,
right? Exactly.
You never had one, but I said, but when my daughter was very young, I carried her everywhere, and she got used to hearing my heartbeat, and then
right
snuggles, and she would like, I'm up. But yeah, and even when she got a little heavier. Then I started packing her on my back, but she went everywhere.
I love the subway and I go going to the zoo and that kind of stuff. And people are like, wow, that's kind of crazy. I want to have a show where I sit and go, okay, you want to talk about your offspring and refuse to use their powers? It's almost like Superman and has these offspring.
Yeah.
They refuse. They always want to walk instead of fly. That's why she is. She's like, I can't use those abilities because it says in real, you know, it says in the church this, that, and the other. These things are bad. That kind of stuff like that. I'm like, We've had that controversy a lot too. And I'm looking at the situation where it's like, how can we confront that? You know, we know for a fact on this planet it's duality. So it's always good and evil in everything that we have and everything we cross and everything we go through. That people can't. Some people are narrow-minded and just see the one side of everything.
Yes.
Hollywood doesn't help.
I call them the birth lies.
Because I was sitting telling a friend of mine, I was like, you know, you sit here and watch, I watched an old Frankenstein movie. And there's a gypsy. And he can see the future. Frankenstein's going to kill us all. And people, you know. You got the two little things put together of negativity and drama. You know.
Oh, yeah.
There was a thing, and there's also a thing with the Wolfman. Well, the people don't realize this, but the first Wolfman, he would see, I think, a star on his hand. A pentagram.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they were sitting there talking about that in that one movie, The Da Vinci Code, where you see two triangles put together.
Mm-hmm.
The two triangles represent male and female. Masculine and feminine. What's the balance between the spirit and the physical? And so on, and so on. And then they have the symbol. It's a bad thing. It turns you into a werewolf. But we could also look at the situation of werewolves as being, this is what happens when you focus on one or the other too much. They have a tendency
right.
to manifest and metamorph it into something else that's more like your personality, you know?
Uh-huh.
You're more violent. When you have balance between the two, then you're more loving, and the physical and the spirit work together to motivate you to be those things as well. But it's not, because when you have imbalance, the ego has a tendency to talk you out of things. And then if you have imbalance, you don't hear the guidance that you could. So when you put it together, you hear the guidance that you know, and then the ego is like the strength that needs that motivates you to flow through those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we were sitting there looking at this YouTube. I was sitting there looking at this thing here going. I don't know what you call it. Oh, we need a tag. Angels. What are angels?
What are they, or where are they?
No, some people ask the question, what are angels?
Oh, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously? Wow. Wow.
What are angels?
Wow.
I'm just saying, with everybody out there who's asking the question, some people have a tendency to get really deep with the situation and their philosophy as to what angels are. And until you sit there and tell them something that's concrete, they're not going to believe in it. No matter something does move in front of them, a book can fall in front of them, or something answers a question for them every time, and they always know that the angel's there. Until you get that little bit of piece of information, they can have more faith in the whole thing. They seem to be really hard-headed about it.
Okay, but wait a minute. Isn't that kind of like saying, I can't see my breath, so I don't believe it? It can't be?
Well, exactly. We said it talking about it before. You don't believe in God, but there's this
breath
close to your hair you can't see either, but
you believe in it.
And they said, "Well, I can feel the wind blowing through my hair." I said, "I guarantee if you sit still and you be still, you also feel God too."
Right.
And you go, "How can I do that? Do you love your girlfriend?" Yes. You just felt God for a minute there, didn't you? Ooh, okay. So think about those things. Every time you express love, you're expressing something that was given to you.
I think it's just kind of like what we were talking before, you know, let go, let God, and it's like too many people need proof because they don't believe, you know, it boils down to they don't believe in their own true self, and they don't believe in their own powers, or they even have powers of any kind, you know, spiritual or others. So they're reaching out, you know, for what are the, and they don't even know what they're reaching out for because they're so unsure. They've just been circling because of everything that they've been told all their life that they believed until now they're starting to question.
Yeah, the reason they're questioning it because the feeling doesn't resonate with them anymore.
Right.
So they're saying, okay, well, I feel different. So when the people say, I don't believe in God, I feel something when they say that. That's because probably what's going on is you feel it, and they're telling you that, no, you can't feel it because it doesn't exist. And you're like, hold up, there's something going on here. And I know it's not indigestion.
And they try to listen to everything on the outside versus the truth, the being on the inside, the core.
Yeah, because I was sitting there talking to people, when you sit down and focus and bow your head and focus and say, I am a love, and focus on that God essence behind the heart, I've done that myself. In the process of doing that, it seems like it's kind of incredible, because when you keep doing that, keep saying that, you can feel the energy and the vibration going up.
Right.
And I was telling, I had a client on Keen last night, I was talking about that, and I said, maybe what the problem is you need to just do it longer. Maybe it's a good meditation, but you haven't done it long enough. I said, try this one, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So she's, you know, it's like going into that whole thing. And then they start feeling this vibration as long as they keep saying it. Because what it's doing is directing the energy back to themselves and saying, I am love. I am love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I am love. And then we also look at the situation of in the Bible when it talks about God says, I am of the I am. When you say it to yourself, it basically says, I can't believe it. If you don't believe in yourself, then you can't believe in God. But when you do believe in the I am, you believe in the I am of you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't not. There's too much realization there. And what I'm saying is you'll hear people say that I don't believe it. But for some reason, I feel like what's going to happen, if you really could really feed into them, you'll see that inside themselves, you probably have a contradiction. The inner self is saying, oh, I felt that. That was great. But the outside is going,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to, what would people think?
Mm-hmm.
People think all the time. What do you mean people think? People think 24/7. Your best bet is to keep focusing on what you want to do, being who you are, no matter what those people out there say. Because if you really look at this world, the people who have actually accomplished the most and become this, mega whatever, the people who think outside that box and focus and stay true to themselves. It's always, even the people who be great teachers and that kind of stuff, the ones who stop believing in themselves are the ones you never hear about after a while.
Right.
But the ones who don't care and feed things and that kind of stuff, I mean, shoot, there's been a couple of actresses and actresses out there that you don't hear about in the Inquirer and stuff like all the time. Why is that? Maybe they have a different thing. They don't need to do that. And you start, you know, when you start fighting, when you start really putting yourself out there and wanting attention, you start attracting attention that you don't want. So
right.
I think when you look at those people are insecure and they need all that attention. No matter what they say, because it seems like the more they don't say it, they still keep doing it publicly. You know, but
it's like the abused kid. You know, they'll seek attention, whether negative, more negative than positive, because, hey, they don't know. They think being abused is, you know, normal.
Right. So, therefore, they sell the situations over and over again as abused.
Right. And self-abuse, don't you think that's the worst kind?
Yeah, we actually was talking about that earlier. I've had a couple conversations where people are going, I do relationship counseling. I started seeing people who are actually attracting intentionally. They want soulmates. I wanted my soulmate. And I found out later on when they do that, what they're doing is they feel like in some way they made a bad mistake. So they attract a soulmate to go through a life lesson that they don't need
mm-hmm.
to go through. So it's self-punishment.
Right.
Through somebody
yeah.
else.
Right.
That was interesting. And all I want to ask right now is Bree still with us? She's so quiet.
I'm right here. Still.
So with the process of all the things that have been said and done and that kind of stuff, what are you thinking? I'm not trying to put you on the spot, sweetie. I swear I'm not. I'm just really curious about your opinion and what you're thinking.
Well, but I don't feel like you're putting me on the spotlight or anything. I'm just, I'm agreeing. I just, you guys are really correct in what you're saying.
So you're resonating with everything we're going through.
Is that a good crack or a deep crack? What kind
a
of crack
one?
Is that? Good. We like the bright cracks. The smiling
no,
cracks.
It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, we just haven't talked to her. And I know she has a tendency to, she makes herself known when she has something to say. I was just curious.
Well, she's just in one of those moods. She's
right.
Absorbing mood, right?
This is Absorbing Show. Welcome.
Yes. Soaking it all in.
And plus, we also got we got 38 minutes left in the show, guys. So we'll give a call here at 646-721-9031. And also, like I said before, I don't, you know, it's kind of, I'm looking at the chat room looking, it's Tuesday night. And I'm like, where's everybody at?
They're absorbing it in.
They're absorbing it in too, huh? Okay. It's absorbing night.
Put on your moon lotion.
Oh, I hear you. It's one of those situations. We got to kind of go over the situation and some things have been going on here. And I don't know. You know, sometimes with situations, we just got to put it out there and do what we got to do. I was just curious, Bree. Does anybody in the chat room have any questions?
I haven't seen anybody ask a question. Everybody just, like, disappeared.
Oh, really? So... You know, what you could do is you could just throw it out there that if anybody wants to, we could shuffle and give them an angel card per person. So ask people in the chat if they'd like to do that or check it out.
Okay.
I have a question for you, Donnie.
I got to go. Just kidding.
I promise it's not personal.
Okay.
Which I know you use Doreen Virtue on your angel cards, right?
Right.
Which cards do you have on of hers that you're reading from?
Oh, I got the Healing with the Angels cards and Archangel cards.
Do you intermix them?
Yeah, they're one big deck.
I mean, you shuffle them together?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I used to have a problem when I first started doing those things when I was in Colorado in my shop, because people were sitting there going, that's a big deck. I said, well, if you have a tough time shuffling the cards, I said, you know, make it easier for you. I told everybody when they shuffle the cards, I don't go for the upside down stuff.
Yeah.
I just tell them, I said, shuffle them side to side. And people have no problem shuffling them side to side, looking at it going, they're thinking, oh, yeah, you need to shuffle a deck of cards. I don't know if I can do that. And I said, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Just sit there and shuffle them side to side. Shuffle, you know, kind of like mix them, kind of thing. And I've told people, I said, if you have a problem with that, then cut the deck in half and shuffle each part and then put them back together.
Mm-hmm.
But I've found a lot of things when I do angel card readings, even watching people shuffle the deck, you can tell a lot about their lives and what's going on and chaos and not lack of. One lady came in and she shuffled the cards and she was doing a great job. And all of a sudden, I started noticing that all the cards were all mixed up. I mean, some cards were facing up, some cards were facing down. And I'm just like, how did you do that? She said, I don't know. I said, I looked right in the face. I said, your life is so chaotic and topsy-turvy that it's a good thing you came here and you're wanting some answers on how you can change that, right? And she goes, yes, how'd you do that? I said, because of your shuffling the cards, you shuffled just that way. So we didn't get to the reading yet, and I already, you know, it's like, things are being revealed. That's what it is. And my angels are always pointing out to me to look at everything that happens in a reading.
Yeah.
Seriously, with a lot of things have been going on. I've had a lot of people that like to hide behind who they, you know, what they're presenting to you and me, when actually
mm-hmm.
it's just a front. And, just, you know, to actually get the readings to work correctly and get the information to come out right, you need to look at that. And look in the situation and get past that illusion that they're giving to you to see the real
the real
thing.
But if
they can't be honest with you, they can't be honest with themselves or anyone else. So, you know, it's not like you can, you know, pull the truth out of them, right?
No, but you can see the truth and point it out to them by saying, okay, this is what I see, this is what I feel, and therefore, because come back and they'll go, okay, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, yeah, you do. I just saw it within you, kind of thing. And I said, when the situation's happening right now, and I'm bringing it to your, the people could look at it and say you're attacking me. But the reason they feel attacked is because you're pulling something out of them that they don't want to deal with.
Right.
But in the process of what we're doing here and spirituality and that kind of stuff, it's also happening. So you can't dispute the whole point that we just did it. So there it is. What are you going to do about it? I mean, you're going to bury it again.
But some people, don't you think that some people don't really want to know the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
But as soon as you walk in the shop and say, please help me, and I want you to tell me the truth, they don't understand. That's what I got to tell them. So they basically invited me to do that. Maybe unaware, and maybe they are aware. Maybe subconsciously they know that they came in there for just that because they're not willing to do it for themselves.
Do you feel it stems from maybe prior they've gone to these, these supposed spiritual psychics that call themselves psychics that are more psychotic than anything?
Just trying to
take their money? No, do you think that's where it stems from, maybe?
Could be. There's a lot of variations in the whole thing. Some people are like that. Some people are not. Some people have those problems within their own families. You know, people sitting there going, you're stupid. You know, smacking you around. And instead of actually hitting you with the physical force, they're hitting you with energy.
Assault
and that kind of stuff.
Because
a lot of times I've seen people do that with parents and that kind of stuff. And what's really going on is they have very intuitive children that are picking things up themselves. So they have a tendency to belittle the children to say, well, you're way off, just because they don't want to deal with their own issues.
Oh, yeah.
You're looking at kids that are actually extensions of who you are.
Right.
That's a reflection all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I had an ex-fiancé when her son told her that I don't think you love me anymore because he told her why. But she was so caught up in the pride thing. Oh, I'm a great mother. I know I'm a great mother. So, therefore, he's wrong, not realizing that the realization here was maybe you're not. But with all this information coming to the surface, it's also coming to her so maybe she can actually be what she thinks she is. You know? Fill in the blanks. And so, okay, are you a great mother? No. Can you be? Yes. So, therefore, you have the information to do that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, because I said and told her flat out, I said, stop and just listen to the boy. The boy's telling you. I mean, you don't get this, because a lot of people don't have kids. They'll sit there and be so blunt and say, Mom, you know, I think you're being an ass to me because you're hanging out with all your friends and you're doing all this and this and this and this. And, you know, like the last lady was on, I think her personally, she would welcome that. Because she's almost like she's looking for input on how to deal with this situation better, how to relate and express to her son, but she's also wanting her son to do the same thing. And if he came to her and started telling her those things, she'd be the happiest person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's expressing to her. She wouldn't, you know, and I don't think she would take it hard that he would be, that he, if he was being mean to her, or I'm not saying mean, but being blunt in telling her, this is how I feel, I think you did this and that kind of stuff. I mean, these are just coming to the surface. Saying, okay, you have another chance to correct those situations and have a closer relationship with your son or your child or whoever it is. And it's all saying. Sometimes we have a tendency to read too much into it and think we're being attacked when we're not being attacked. I mean, the one thing I wanted to sit here and talk to her, that's why I brought it up, when she said that her child had abandonment issues, I'm sitting there going, well, how come I feel like that's what she's saying too?
Mm-hmm.
She's having abandonment issues too because I'm like, she's... It hasn't happened yet, but perceived that he's leaving, he's moving on.
But also when you're dealing with teens, especially that age, that are living under your roof, it's not like you can treat them like they're 10 years old anymore. You almost have to, be on their level and kind of suck out the parenthood part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they still have to abide by your rules, but it's not like, I told you so and you're going to do this. So that, I think that's a real hard one for a mother to deal with, is like the separation of the age and, you know, all the stuff that the mom has taught, you know, and breastfed and all that, being so close, and then just like, okay, let it go, you're not a parent anymore, kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but the whole idea of not being a parent anymore never stops.
Well, no, you don't, but there is a line there.
I was trying to do was, like, with the situation of going from a different direction of saying, like this. We were talking about sex today. People saying, well, you know, you should tell kids they should sustain from sex and blah, blah, blah. That's all I heard. And it irritated the hell out of me because I said, my theory was, why don't we sit there and tell them why they shouldn't? Not because they just shouldn't and it's bad. Tell them why. And people are like, well, why is that? You know, it says it's a sin. Why is it a sin? It's a sin because they're thinking that they want that now instead of waiting for the whole package. So it's actually a lack of...
And who says you have to get married to be happy, right?
That's true, too. What I'm getting at...
What law is there written?
No, what I'm saying
seriously.
Is... I'm saying, if you read the book of sex before marriage, now if you read it as a spiritual context, instead of a materialistic one, you'll see that it's not the ideal of saying, as in, I command you not to. It's basically saying, I'm telling you not to do this, because if you wait until you're with the right person before you do that, think about all the boyfriends that you won't have to sit there and deal with because you can focus on the one you got. All the bad relationships you've gone through, all this other chaos, these emotional attachments and that kind of stuff. So it's not, I thought it was more of a, it's like God's trying to protect you from all the emotional crap that you're going to have to go through. Think about it. If you focus and waited on just that one person without putting yourself in all these freaking crazy relationships and trust that feeling within yourself to actually get you to the right place, to the right person, you'd save yourself a whole lot of freaking problems. And probably 10 years of marriages, and that marriages
didn't
work out, all kind of stuff. That's what I was trying to say. And I said, it's just trying to protect you. It's not a command in the situation, so you do it like a father. And I said,
when you're talking to a hormonal, especially a male teenager, about sex, do you think anything but his is thinking about anything? Seriously. His hormones
I'm just saying there's been some
people. You know, because you were there once.
Right. I'm just saying there have
been.
Come
on. I'll own up to it.
All I'm saying is. Well, I'm not saying,
confession time.
Well, all I'm saying with the situation is I never got married when I was 18. I never got married.
Okay.
You just
proved the point.
I never got anybody pregnant when I was 18. Not saying I didn't have any sex, but what I'm saying here is in the Bible people kind of take that whole thing to control people. When it's not meant to control people, it's meant to show them a different way of doing things. So therefore, every choice, and we have to sit there and take responsibility for this choice too as well. I'm not saying we don't, but I'm just saying. I'm sick of people jumping on stuff in the Bible saying, well, you can't do that, and using it to basically control people, not give them an alternative or something about. It's kind of crazy.
But it all flows with the sin thing and all that other stuff, too, that's the guilt trip and all that they believe.
Oh, we do have a caller on the line with us. Go ahead. Hello. Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm fine, but I'm not the one calling in. I was just kind of being the secretary. I have a special guest for you and Bree.
What is it, Obama?
Hello?
Hey.
How's it going?
I'm doing good.
I'm pretty good. I was calling in today to see if I couldn't get a reading from Bree.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I used to be one of her good friends. I hope I still am, but I've been gone for a while. I was wondering if I could get a reading.
Well, Bree.
You're still a good friend.
I hope so. So, what can you tell me, Bree?
Oh dear.
Can we have his name?
I'm Corey.
Okay, Corey.
Can Donnie start first?
No. Well, I don't care. I want Bree to be in on this.
Holy bananas. I feel so pressured. I guess that was like a return of putting me on the spot.
Sorry.
No. One thing we all talk about, don't be sorry. Just be yourself. I feel like a lad moving from Disney, but you know. Be yourself. All right. So, I'm still going. You sure you have any impressions you want to share with us, Bree?
Some questions?
Yeah, ask a couple questions. Maybe that'll get things started here. Because I was, you know, when you said and came in and said you want to talk to Bree, I'm like, okay, no problem. I'll sit back and do the whole thing. And then she kind of like referred it back to me. I'm like, okay, a couple questions would be. Very good right now.
Okay. Let's see. I just had a kind of a what do you call it? I guess you could say a misunderstanding with my grandmother, and I was wondering, Bri, if you could give me some advice on it.
Advice, I would say that. Did the misunderstanding happen today, by any chance?
Yeah, it did.
It did. I would have to say that, you know, give her a few days. You know, kind of slip this like a grain of salt, pass it over your shoulder. Give her a few days to kind of calm down a little bit.
Yeah, she's...
She's like a volcano.
Yeah, she is. She kind of went off today.
Come on, see this lady. I see fire shooting out of the top of her head.
Yeah, she's upset.
I do truly believe that she's going to get over it, though, soon.
Yeah, that's like Mount St. Helens was a little angry. Okay. That's your mom's great. That's mom's mom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things. The blessing here is your patience. Someone's laughing?
Yeah. My mom's laughing.
Patience. You want to say it again? Patience.
Yeah. I'm trying to be patient.
You got more patience than most of them. I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
You're the one who gives your mom advice, too, right?
Yeah.
Does your mom listen to you?
Sometimes. She listens to me
sometimes. Out of 10 times, she listened 1.5.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, she's got her own opinion. She's got her own way of doing things and that kind of stuff. And I think she takes your advice, but she just kind of, like, does it the way she feels she should do it. So sometimes I'm not really sure that she did it. But like with the situation, your grandmother, that woman has no intention of changing anytime soon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's my grandma.
She would get mad if you buried her wrong and tell you about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And she'd come back and haunt you and go, okay, buddy, you should have got gold lining for my coffin. I'm going to haunt you for the rest of your life.
Wow, that's like dead on.
So, you know, but with the situation, what you're going through right now, she seems to be less of your worries about things you're focusing on what you're going to do with your own life.
Well, yeah, I've been going through some stuff. I had to get away from where I live for a while, and I had to come up here and do a lot of things for myself to try to make myself better, and it's been a rough patch, and I'm sure she's worried about me, what I'm going to do and everything.
Always. Yeah, that's one of those things I'll never stop anytime soon. But that's a good thing. I always tell you, if you have a mother who doesn't say anything, I would question that, you know. But just, you know, the one thing you need to do with these people is just take a deep breath when they're sitting there going and doing what they're doing, and it'll soon pass.
Yeah, that's some good advice.
Wouldn't you agree, Bree?
Yeah.
So, I also wanted to ask Bree if, you know, I've missed her a whole bunch, and I think I'm coming back this week, and I think I'm going to go talk to her personally.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I haven't seen her for like 3 months.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just the way he laughed at the whole thing. I was like, what's up?
Yeah. But could I get that angel reading thing too?
On my side, you just did.
Really?
I put down 4 cards for it. The 4th card I didn't tell you because it just talks about your gifts and how gifted you are, and you definitely need to follow through with those things. So just open up, receive it, accept it, and be successful at it. I don't know.
Cool.
I think it's psychology, too.
Well, I don't know. I just pretty much wanted to call and give Bree a hard time, and I think I accomplished that.
Okay. So,
but no, thanks a lot. It kind of helps a lot with what I'm going through. And
when's your birthday?
What's that?
When's your birthday?
My birthday? The 27th of February.
The 27th of February?
Yeah.
You're a Pisces. That's the emotional part. What year?
95.
Interesting. Focus on the self, which you should do more of, but you don't. You have a tendency to think more of other people, which is not a bad thing to do. I'm just saying with your situation and who you are, you can't be good for yourself. Well, let's put it this way. You can't be good for other people if you're not good for yourself. So I always tell people when you're really putting it out there and doing that kind of thing, and sooner or later you're going to run out of steam. So that's what it's basically pointing out to you, is saying you need to focus on yourself. Be good with yourself. Be for good for everybody else. Because in the process of giving service to other people, they always say, I'm giving service to the world. Yes, you are. And you live here too. So one thing I saw was different is just let down resistance and be that person. But don't forget to take the time for yourself too.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So what do you think, Bree?
Yep.
Well, I'm just saying, with the situation of this guy who's saying he misses you, I think it's mutual, correct?
Oh,
yeah. Like, what? Like, Corey.
Wow, we had silence here for a minute. And I was like, okay, uh-oh.
Corey, sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's one of those situations, man. You know, just like you got a life review, family reunion. That's what I got. So.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, I'll let you get to back to your show, but thanks for everything you've said, and I'll take it to heart.
Oh, you're welcome. And it was kind of a shock at first when he came on the reading just from Bree. I said, I know she's talented, but that was quick. I have to see her later, right? But yes.
Oh dear.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Do you ever need any more questions? Yeah. Feel free to ask.
Is there anything, I guess, that I don't know, I kind of think a lot about the future, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope everything's going to go right.
No, as you keep, I get this impression to stop packing your bag.
Huh?
I was
what
saying,
was that? You...
I got this thing in my head. It kept on saying, stop packing your bags. Think about where you really
well,
be at.
Well, I've been packing my bags a lot the past few months.
Yeah. Just that, basically what I'm saying is stop packing your bags and stay home.
What's that?
What's that noise?
Freaking horse.
What's that noise? Is that, are you outside, Corey?
No, I'm not outside.
Is it Faye?
I'm outside.
Oh, okay. I could have sworn I heard a horse there. Right?
Oh, sorry. That's not
yeah.
a horse barking, that's a dog.
Well, I heard this clopping noise, and it sounded like a clopping of horseshoes, of a horse in its hoofs.
Oh, okay.
I've been around those things, but yeah, you know, that's kind of close. I'm just saying with the situation, you might not have any questions now, that kind of thing, but I'm just saying if you ever do have any questions, feel free to ask.
All right. I'll keep it in mind. I might call back again sometime.
All right.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
yeah,
it.
No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. And on that note, we have 12 minutes left in the show. If you just joined in, you missed it. But, we got 12 minutes, so still plenty of time for people to call in and get questions asked and that kind of thing. So let's call here at 646-721-9031. This is Psychic X-Journeyman, and this is Psychic X-Journeyman Talk Radio. If you just tuned in, if you're just tuning in, thank you. Welcome. And we're doing free reading tonight, too. We're doing, it's actually called Free Angel Reading, Round Town. I keep wanting to say Round Town. Round Table Tarot Card Thursday. And then tomorrow, join us. It's actually Free Angel Reading Friday. And then tomorrow night, we only have the Round Table on Saturday, on Fridays, because I want to do some topics and just kind of like put it out there on the table. I want to do some on Saturday, but for some reason, oh, I'm sorry, we do have one on Saturday. Somebody smacked me. I was looking at the situation going, we have two shows this weekend. I'm sorry. Oh, we're going to get
today is tomorrow, and tomorrow is today. Which day is it?
I don't know, but I just want to go and say, no, that's just too much day. but I was centered, but tomorrow we're having 3 hours of nothing but... angel card readings and all kinds of, if you want to call, get a tarot card readings, angel readings, past life readings, whatever it is. Got some questions about this, that, and the other. You know, jump in and do some relationship counseling. I mean, shoot, half these readings we do on the air anyway have a tendency to go into sessions because, you know, that's just what it's all about. So sometimes it's just, I always didn't say this before anyway. It's not simply a yes or no question. It really isn't. Or should I get out this guy? Well, I don't know. Should you? And that's not a crazy. That's not trying to divert it back on you, in the true sense of trying to not answer the question. It's like saying, okay, who's gonna make the decision anyway? You are. So we gotta look at those situations, that kind of stuff.
The yes to quest.
The yes to the quest. I just saw Tron. Did you see that movie?
No.
That was a freaking wild movie.
Was it?
Heck yeah. And it was funny, man. Me and my granddaughter were walking around Walmart, and I was waiting for my daughter to pick me up. And they had those big screens in the back and the electronics. And both of us kind of got glued to that television. That's funny to watch a two-year-old going, this is cool. So, yeah, and she has a tendency to... The only thing that freaked me out was when Walmart, she had gotten a hold of these crazy balls. We got a little knot on them and stuff. I didn't realize things are made of foam. And next thing I know, she bit off a hunk.
Oh.
So, you know, so I had to sit there and go, okay, oh. So I've always told people, if you want to get rid of something so no one will find it, you put it right in view. So I put it right up on the cash register. And everybody goes, what happened? I don't know, man. You tell me. I think it's a pretty cheap ball if a kid can actually bite a hole in it. That's exactly what she did. I'm like, I just looked at her and for a second there, I was kind of freaked out going, I can't get this. And if you bit a hole in it, so I would. And don't hold your breath because it ain't going to happen. And then I just started tickling her. And then from that time, she forgot about the whole thing, and so did I. And then we went outside to wait for Mama, and then we found out her Mama was actually in the Walmart. We just showed up and didn't call me, tell me. I was like, okay, that's crazy. But we'll get it over and found her. And next thing I know, my daughter took off into the girl section, and she's hiding in the underwear section, which was kind of embarrassing because she was in there going, I'm looking for this kid underneath one of these roll racks and stuff, and she's hiding. What are they going to think? And I was like, I don't usually think that way, but, you know, I wanted to get the heck out of there, to tell you the truth. So I was like, man, come on, kid, come out of there, please. And I was fixing to crawl in there and get her, and then she finally ran out again. And what I do is I ignore her. And then she runs up to me to try to get my attention, and then she runs off and hides again. And so I snatch her up, and we go. But sometimes, I swear. Do you think the Walmarts are actually getting too big that we're going to have traffic lights in them?
Is that inside or outside?
Outside. No, actually inside. Because that was
inside,
when I was traveling to Carnival, we went to a couple of Walmarts. And these places were huge. I mean, to get one side of Walmart to the other side, I swear it took a half hour. And people running me over. And what's so funny about it, we never went to the Walmarts until after we got done working that day, which was usually, you're talking about 12 or 1 o'clock. So it was crazy, some of the traffic that you find in those places at that time of night, too. I guess everybody got the same ideal. And some of the guys I used to hang out with were not exactly what I would say, quiet. So we actually had one guy got on one of those little scooters that you ride in there with a cart on the front of it. And he was asked to take it back. And they put it over the PA system. Could the person who took off with car 5 please bring it back? We know you're not handicapped, and we know you don't need it because you're about as skinny as a rail and as funny as you think you are. Bring it back, please. No, that was insightful, wasn't it? No, I was just, was going to sit there looking at these angel card readings, and it was kind of funny that when you sit there and look at the situation, look at the tarot cards, I think it's kind of interesting to do that. Because I've been doing tarot card readings for probably the 90s, I guess. And then I saw this book about angels, I'm sitting there going, angels and tarot cards. They're one in the, okay, we actually have a representation of the 22 angels and 22 tarot cards. And then they have a tendency to go into detail, exactly what they're for, and that kind of stuff like that with each one of these cards. And when I started looking at them, it made perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
How can you sneeze at the whole thing? Okay, that's ridiculous. That's what it was crazy. I was like, we're going to look at this situation and do what we wanted to do. It was so funny. To sit there and watch people, I've seen people sit there and go through things that were just so on, and then they'll go, I don't think so. Well, I said, yes, now what's going on? I did a reading the other day. I went down to this hair salon and did a reading for this one lady, and in the process, I got a box of Girl Scout cookies for doing it. And then the lady, which is kind of funny right now because I haven't done that reading for her, but it looks like I did a reading. I don't know if it was what part of the reading where I got the Girl Scout cookies and I got my hair cut. So she did cleaned all my hair up and she did the whole freaking thing. But the lady sat there and the one I did the reading for said that she didn't want to use the cards. She wanted me to do the reading for her. And I told her, she goes, well, the cards are not really telling me anything that's going to happen in the future. I said, I guess you guys don't understand what it's all about when we're doing readings and stuff. It's not act to always predict the future. Sometimes you got to correct what's going on in the present to actually get as you want. And she goes, I never thought of that. But at the same time, she still wanted to get just psychic reading. And I did a seven cards angel card spread with her, which if you've ever seen those things, they start off with seven cards, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So it's not just seven cards. I mean, the first two layers is 13 cards. So I did this complete reading for her, and then it was just like she wants to do something else, which is no problem. I mean, I'll sit down and do the whole session with her without the cards at all, and we'll sit there and focus on the future and get those predictions for her and that kind of stuff too. But I'm just saying, they all happen for a reason. So therefore, I was hoping that she would take a little insight to the whole thing, to look at the situation, because I've had people describe this kind of reading as having their life on the table. So there's got to be something to that, because I've heard that not just one time. I've heard so many things from everybody else, or that sit there and do a reading for somebody who came in and said, I'm not going to tell you that. Okay, fine, we'll do the reading, I'll tell you. And I've been doing that whole thing, and one lady was really crazy because I popped this one card about input children and crystal children. And I pulled the card out, and I don't know what it's all about, but I said, well, I said, look at this card, I see that you really working with children, and there's a lot of questions and back and forth and that kind of thing. And then after we get done with the whole thing, she told me that. She said that her and her friend, and actually the book, Indigo Children and Crystal Children, had been given to her. So it was more of a representation. It was about the book. But also she was trying to, they work with kids. They work with get the children and stuff. So it was kind of amazing to see those things unfold. I mean, you want to see something funny. My brother-in-law called me up on the phone pretending he was a psychic. pretending he was a client on my psychic line, right? On the psychic line I was working for. And he was pretending, right? He didn't tell me who he was. And I told him the whole situation was going on. He finally stopped and said, hey, Donnie, you realize who this is? I'm like, who is this? How do you know my name? And he was like, this is your brother-in-law. I'm like, oh, shit. He said, you didn't know who this was? I was like, no, I didn't. Now I question it because I said, you are right. People call used to call through this one second line I used to work for. There was prompts that come through first to tell me what line it's calling through. I never heard that. I never even thought about it. I just picked the phone up and I go, hi, my name is so-and-so. I'd like to get a reading. And I just went right into the whole thing. And he was like, you sure you don't know who this is? I said, I'm sure. But I freaked him out because I told him everything. And he'd been thinking about that moment, what he was questioning about, what he was having problems with and everything. And he was a doubter. I'm telling you, he was a doubter. I told him, we did a freaking thing on AOL where we used to have a chat room. And he used to type for me. And one girl came across. She's like, I wonder how my mother is. And I said, write back and tell her that mother's fine. But don't freak out if she tells you that her mother's deceased. And he said, okay, whatever. Lady, so he writes back and says, your mother's fine. And she came back and she said, you do know your mother's deceased, right? And Dave fell off the chair. He's like, how do you do that? Okay. I'm not going to tell him the same thing to my clients. You know, I told you what I do, and if you don't believe me, there you go. And he's like, that's creepy. Well, we got 60 seconds left in the show, guys, and thank you all for being here. And it's been a fantastic show. So, hey, we'll see you tomorrow on our freaking 3-hour show where we're going to be doing nothing but readings and that kind of thing. Join us then, and we're going to have the round table tomorrow. So join us for that with all the open mics and bring a subject to the table and we'll talk about whatever it is. So join us. Thank you. And may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Give love where love is given. Thank you, guys. You all have a good night. Thank you, and bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.
Bye-night.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always miss with these eyes before. Just what the truth, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. tell me. Thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end. And I love.